Blog Talk Radio.
In every life it seems that someone should sing the words of this song. This is how I met you a long time ago.
Yeah, I like
it. Hope that somewhere in your memoirs or old memories or new memories, you'll find a song. what love would do.
I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slap when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slap when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counting for futures amount, then it's back to Chicago. Been to Perry, LA, NY, the A to me, they are great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas boy wedded, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. I'm Ella Mahalo. Bay hits, them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Blessing, cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, your boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyro. Be away, ain't no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Then saddle, get fired up. Live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Then saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. And they from Chicago. Murder cappy of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, where you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the hottest Chicago. I go hot from Chicago. Get pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OIT pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
What's up, everybody? I'm glad y'all came to join me again for another Klotsoff Big Eddie Grudge Race Talk Show. I'll give a little shout out today to Motor City Mafia, Young Money, Team Boney, Regulator Racing, and Westside Racing. Everybody doing today. Man, I know y'all still excited for what y'all got a chance to see down there in Florida. I mean, they had a hell of a race down there, you know. I got a chance to watch a little bit, not as much as I would have liked. Had some things I had to take care of and do as the day went on. And, you know, I got a chance to look at a lot Thursday. I saw some of Friday. And I saw quite a bit of Saturday. You know, then even Sunday morning, guys were still down there. I believe I remember seeing Tate down there on a Sunday, you know, just walking around doing his thing, I guess, you know. They looked like to me they had a decent album, but it wasn't what they was looking for. They supposed to have ran into a few problems. But they did show up, you know, to do their thing. Shit. Man, them boys was out there with so many of them, man, you know. Their brother Vaughn went down there and walked away 2 wins, 1 loss. So, I mean, that was cool to go down there with that type of cars in that area and pull some wins out. He's doing pretty good. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm gonna give a good shout out to them two guys. Got my hat off to him. 3 Lug went down there. He had an issue. But the thing is, he came back safe, you know, with nobody injured or nothing. And it was sad that he just got the car going together. And that happened to him. That's bad luck, but these things do happen in racing, you know. But, man, I don't know. I don't know what we going to, who going to come on, got something to say about Florida, whatever you want to talk about. But I wanted to say today, too, also, you know, sometime in this grudge racing thing that we in, it's too many big eyes and little U's, you know, and that kind of need to change. And, you know, if they want things to get better, regardless of if you're a fan, if you're a racer or whatever, you know, respect the person who being a person sometimes. All the looking down on people ain't necessary, you know. I had called my man Long Island Joe show earlier that day. I said, let me call Long Island for a minute, listen in, because he was texting me, letting me know when the show come on and stuff, so I wanted to show up. So, you know, me, I was just basically listening. Because, you know, I don't really know none of them guys. They don't know me. But Rob got a thing for old Long Island. It was told to me that they had a race one time, and Long Island kind of snaked him out some money, so Rob wanted to race him again. So when he called me and he found out I was on Long Island show, he hit the one button. When he hit the one button, he went at Long Island a little bit. Trump told me one of the same car he raced, him or his son. So Long Island said, no, we can't do that one. He said, my car right now got a stock motor in it. Rob said, okay, well. He said, but I got a car that I will race you with. It got my name on. He said, it's your car. He said, my name on it. He said, well, if it's your car, you drive. Long Island, you know, disagreed with driving the car. Said, hey, man, you don't, y'all always do that stuff where y'all at, you know, and this, that, and the other. Anyway, whoever the guy is that run the show with Long Island, he told him, he said, man, y'all might as well pass on. Y'all ain't going to get that going. Rob said, all right, you right, man. And Rob got quiet. About 2 minutes later, all of a sudden I heard muted. I was like, wow, did he mute us? Rob said, he must be mad. So after he muted us, Then he started talking little lies about Rob car, telling everybody the guy got this type of car and it's a chassis car and this, that, and other. So I text him. I say, Long Island, you muted my mic, man? He never respond. I text him about 4 or 5 times saying different things. He never respond. Before I got muted, another guy was saying some things to whoever his partner is with the talk show. He BET'd the man. So somebody said, man, what you do, mute his mic? He said, nah, I hung the motherfucker up. He don't call my show talking shit to me. I said, God damn. A whole nother BET, God damn it. So as I continue to listen to this for a little while, the guy that owned Illuminati came on there. And he was saying, and I didn't know if it was the truth or not, he was saying that while he was down in Florida, after he made a pass or did his first race or whatever, if that was a race, that, you know, one guy wanted the back tie from, but after he made that pass, the guy didn't want the back tie no more. Then he said he waited, he couldn't get no races, so he offered everybody in the house. And y'all know that house, it was healthy in there. It wasn't no punks in there too fast. You had some major guys in there. He gave a shout out. And anybody running, they can get the 1-1. I said, he got to be fucking kidding. So I couldn't ask Joe no more because he had muted my mic. There's another guy came on there. I never heard his name. But he said he had about 4 or 5 races. And I believe he said he won them all or lost one. But I know he might have. I don't know his name. But, you know, I kind of wanted to ask Joe some of these things when after I heard it. You know, they had kind of slowed down talking because there was a couple of people that tried to lock in and everything. But Joe wouldn't ever open my mic back. So I said, let me get off this motherfucker and go where I belong. I called Dog Show, got in. I was surprised I got in that late, but I got in. So Dog and Tate was going at it fiercely. And I guess Tate must have got in the dog's skin. Because when I called the man, I got on after they kind of slowed down. I tried to ask Dog about Illuminati. And the man cussed me out the moment he heard me say Illuminati. I was like, God damn. Then he started saying he couldn't hear me. But he was talking every time over my mouth, he was talking. So how the fuck could he hear me? Because he's talking over me. So I just said, forget. Let me just leave this shit alone. So I just left alone, went back on mute, man. But, hey, man, we got to have a little more communication. But like I said, probably Tate had really got on his skin talking about his dog and shit like that. I don't know. But I ain't say shit about his dog. And me and Dog usually don't do that. We always, you know, pretty cordial with each other. But, hey, man, let's get on with the show. Who out there got something to say, man? We come on here and try to get this thing started. Chuck said he might come on here. He said he got some fish to fry. So Chuck said he might show up and fry some fish. And that'd be nice if he do. Uh-oh, we got a hand up here. What up, Brother Kid?
What's going on, Big Eddie?
I don't know, man. Everything good, I guess, man. How's it going with you, bro? Mm-hmm.
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Yep. What's been happening? Nothing.
Oh, ain't nothing been happening, man. Just trying to get through this day, bro. Figure out how this show and, you know, maybe some people come on and talk about what's what. What happened down in Florida, because, you know, a lot of them cars down there, I don't know their names, can't remember their names and shit, you know. But they had a hell of a show down there, man.
Yeah, they had a hell of a crowd. Did you see all them goddamn folks on the starting line?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I saw that, man. You know,
yeah.
You know, I can't say, but to me it looked like probably the most I ever seen on the sideline. I don't know. But there was a lot of people up there, bro. Yeah.
It was a bunch of them
they
up
went
there.
All the way, they went almost all the way up to the sideline. On one side, the man bagged a little car up so they couldn't be right, piled up right there, I guess, so they won't trigger that beam. So they bagged a little car up there. Yeah, tried to block that space out, man. So, you know, it was a lot of people on that line, bro.
It was a clusterfuck down there. Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir.
They're gonna have to do something about the crowd control.
Yeah, you know, we've been saying that for years, but you know, I guess they'll decide to do whenever they get serious enough about it. But all I know, I ain't gonna worry about it because I'm just know I ain't gonna have my big ass out there.
I heard that somebody gonna get serious and hurt up there around the starting line.
Yeah.
Because with all them people up there, you can't break and run no motherfucking well.
Nah, ain't no way you can go.
Mm-mm.
Ain't no way you can go, man. Well, you know, we had one incident up here in Illinois. You remember that? When, what's his name, Boostmaster or somebody? The balancer came off and then they cut that boy's neck off. Put a big old gash in that boy's neck up there.
I think I remember hearing something about that.
Yeah, now that didn't do it. Shit, probably not gonna do it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Big Steve got hurt. Got his leg cut.
Yeah, I know.
Another lady got her leg burnt. And then I think one of the track officials, he got ran into a run over or something.
Now, Big Steve, I think Big Steve told me, When he went down, he knocked him down.
Okay.
And they thought he was the one bleeding at first, but it was Steve. And he said the reason that he ended up in the path of the car, because the lady, the one that be doing the video, and she was in the stands basically all day that day. And then she went down there and got beside him, and then she had a big old book bag on her back. Now, this is just what he tell me. I don't see why he had no reason to lie about it. And he say when she turned, the book bag hit him and made him take a step. And that's why he ended up getting hit by that pipe. He say her book bag knocked him into the car. And I guess that's with his reaction to going down. Then he took a couple of people with him. You know, but the car, he said the car didn't hit nobody else. But, hey, that's a lot of crowd there. That can, you know, mistakes are happening. Everybody piled up like that, you know. Yeah.
And like I said, you know, all up on that starting line, got them like sardines in a can. Ain't no way for you to break and run.
That's right. Yeah, but the main thing is, you know, he wasn't injured too bad. Nobody else was seriously injured.
Right.
It was just like a little warning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, sir. So what else is going on, kid?
Shit, nothing much, Eddie. Trying to stay out the way.
Yeah, that's what I try to do now, like, kid. Oh,
well, you goddamn folks out here is crazy. They even got women doing smash and grabs now.
Yeah, fucked up.
I saw that shit on the news the other day. Two women downtown,
yeah,
goddamn, smashing and grabbing. Probably a goddamn woman do that, but shit. I guess you can't be surprised.
I ain't
nowadays.
Surprised at them no more. I swear.
Nope.
Half of the killings that go on, they've been the side of the shit. Half motherfuckers killing each other up here like crazy, man.
Yep.
Hey, you remember a couple of months ago, about the boys walked up in the house and killed two guys out here in Country Club Hill?
Yeah.
I heard they got him. They got the little guy that did it.
Oh, they got him?
Yeah, they got him.
Okay, good.
And that motherfucker got an arsenal of weapons, man. Yeah.
They put enough pressure on his ass, it'll come to light.
Yeah, they got him.
Mm-hmm.
They got it. They had his picture, you know. I guess it was in the paper. My son got a clip about him. He knew the little guy. Yeah. Man, they had so many weapons laid out on their bed, man. Shit. That dude, little guy was something else.
Yeah, I do not understand them. I do not understand them.
Yes, sir.
The fuck is the world coming to?
I'm telling you. Yes, sir.
Right. I guess it's yesterday they called two teenagers up in Evanston Township High School, goddammit, in the washroom, and they had guns on. But I thought, goddammit, all schools had metal detectors and shit on.
Yeah,
how in the hell they get in the school, goddamn, with guns and shit?
Evidently, they ain't making everybody walk with them. Unless a gun, all plastic. That's the only thing I can see.
Now, I can imagine, goddamn, if the police, when they went to arrest them or whatever. If they had got killed, goddamn, I guess their mom and dad would have been saying they were the best teenager in the world.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. So, kids, who you think was the baddest motherfucker down there in Florida, man?
Well, I'm going to have to say, goddamn it, it's, had to be John Gotti, goddamn it, and Illuminati.
I heard that. So him and Gotti didn't get the race. I don't know what
no,
happened.
They didn't
Gotti
get the race.
Had broke or something?
Yeah, I think Gotti broke something.
Yeah. Yeah, because, man, I heard the word was like he said he put a shot out, man. Hey, everybody, anybody want a race, you got the one and one. Anybody. Did nobody go take him up on that.
Yeah, he's figured was down there bullying now.
Yeah, man. You know, I had never really heard about Illuminati. I think I was talking to Nephew one day.
Mm-hmm.
And Nephew said, that's a bad motherfucker. He going to be the baddest motherfucker down there. I said, who was that?
Yeah.
He said, Illuminati. He said, a vet. I said, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I might have seen Illuminati before, but I didn't know who he was. You know?
Yeah.
But I paid attention down there in Florida. When I did
mm-hmm.
see him. But it was a whole lot of motherfuckers down there was just, man, fading, just disappearing once they left that line. They wasn't bullshitting.
Yeah.
They had some quick motherfuckers down there. That's why it was hard for me to believe that this man offered the house, the one and one. That's why I wanted to ask my man Willie Dog, because, you know, him and Tate was in a heated battle, I guess. So.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I got the butt of that, you know. So I never had got my answer. So after I couldn't talk to Long Island Joe no more, I say, fuck it. Let me call Pro Stock. So I called Pro Stock today, and Pro Stock verified what he said. Joe did. Pro Stock verified what the man said. But I thought that I asked Full Stock who was the other guy, because I didn't get his name, who said
uh-huh.
he won all the races and didn't get recognized, and they told him to say, hey, man, don't worry about that shit. Just keep on doing what you're doing.
Yep.
Now, we got some bad motherfuckers all the way around the board, so I don't see
how they all
recognize
over.
Everybody. Yeah. So if you know it, recognize everybody's shit. you know. It sure ain't going to take nothing away from the other motherfucker because they get recognized here now.
Mm-hmm.
The other boy still going to be boss, you know. And I don't know if I was blind or not, man. They wasn't looking at it right, but I seen Bobby Cole, man. Bobby Cole looks damn good to me.
Yeah, he looked good on the two or three passes I saw him make.
Yeah, he hustled like a motherfucker. I said, ooh-wee, Bobby got that motherfucker right now. And I know he's supposed to have some kind of issues. I thought he was gone. You know, they mm-hmm. say Bobby had problems. You know, I thought he was gone. Next thing you know, he was back up there.
Yeah.
Goddamn Bobby.
Yeah, a bunch of motherfuckers called
damn
him.
Damn good.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Where everybody at? Where y'all
good.
At, goddammit? Oh, yeah.
Sugar
oh, yeah.
Sugar Man look pretty good with Keisha.
Mm-hmm. I heard him say he had problems. Was that Keisha he had a problem with or the other one? That was the other
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it was Keisha. It was Keisha.
The one he was going, he said he spent one time and then he went up in there?
I didn't see that. But if I'm not mistaken,
it
was Keisha that he had some problems with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. Hey, them some bad boys, man. They got some good running cars. Tutu, he looked damn good. Until I guess he whatever happened to his car. I mean, them goddamn cars were getting on that line. They taking off. They motherfuckers disappearing. I mean, they get a little fast. Boy, I was like, goddamn.
Yeah, well, Luke probably would have seen a lot more grudge racing, goddamn, if they didn't have them issues when they got down there and shit. Because Tate, he had a problem.
Right, all right. Even though he made a pass that night, it didn't look like Tate normally looked. It didn't look like you know. Donye snatched the car at the gate and held him off. Looked like, but he looked like he was trying to run him down. So I know he wasn't all the way 100%.
Hmm.
But you can trust that they ain't gonna quit till they get it right.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. Where everybody at? Kid, they hiding, they ducking?
I don't know. No, ain't no tracks of them, so they can't be jaw-checking about locking in and can't on.
So track is like closer to us. Hold on, friend.
What's up, Kid and Eddie?
Hey, what's
hey,
going
what's
on?
Going on?
How you doing?
How you doing, Mitchell?
I'm good. Yeah, just checking in.
Mm-hmm.
Did you make it down to Florida
today?
This year?
No.
No.
She couldn't go down there.
Mm-hmm.
Told her she had to work.
Uh-huh.
I have to work.
Her job told her you better stay up there and try to work.
Yes.
You usually take vacation about this time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked since December 6th. I've been off.
I told you. Yeah, it was nice down there, Miss Lee. I know you saw some of it online live.
Actually, I didn't even watch none of the videos.
What? You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Then
2 days ago, Wednesday, my neighbor got shot and killed.
Oh, yeah?
What?
Yeah, drive-by shooting.
Mm-hmm. Man, these folks are crazy. They're not only crazy in Chicago. They're crazy all over the world.
Yeah.
All over the world, man. This world fucked up right now.
I was asleep. I heard the gunshot. And my neighbor called. She was like, you all right over there? I'm like, yeah. Y'all, you don't see all them police and stuff outside your house? I'm like, what? Yep, 39 years old. Female.
A female?
A female?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Damn. Her and her son stayed there. I think they might have been going after him, but
yeah,
he got killed. Yeah. Oh, that's been crazy. Two people got into a fight on the bus. When they got back to Flint, two females, they started shooting at each other. Two of them got killed now. Yeah, they've been going crazy here.
Yeah, well, I would say it's the water y'all drinking, but y'all really ain't getting no good water over there. So it can't be that.
No, y'all got leaking. People done died from that water, though.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people done died from that water.
And they still ain't streaming it out there?
No. Nope.
Well, Ms. Lee, what is y'all governor saying about that shit?
I don't even pay attention no more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess they scared her when they was talking about kidnapping her, goddamn, back here in January.
Wait. Yeah, I don't even pay attention no more. It is what it is. You know, it's bad everywhere. It ain't just in Flint. It's other places that got bad water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even in this area up here.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna do some major overhaul in Chicago with the old pipes and stuff. They're gonna try to, they've been working on for a while now, trying to replace all the old pipes.
Yeah, especially over there in Dixmoor and Harvey and shit.
Yeah, out there. And, what's the name of that little suburb right up past me? They've been had their water. Been getting bottled water. No, it wasn't Hazelcrest. They've been getting bottled water now for a while. I can't even say now. I'm a little town right now. Y'all got to excuse me, boy. My brain be slow. I do that machine, boy. It be slow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, but they damn sure said it for a while now, and I know they've been getting them free bottled water. Been going in there getting bottled water, trucks go in the area, they come out there and get water and everything. Say the water ain't safe to drink, shit. That water had to be like that long. Huh?
I thought basically all those suburbs were getting water from Lake Michigan.
Yeah, but not that one. That water, man, my mama used to live there in that town, and brand new house. And they had a couple of times I had to go and like kind of scrape a toilet on the inside where the water run into the back.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like lying.
Oh,
it get hard. Yeah, it'd be so hard it won't let the when you flush it wouldn't seal, get stuck up on the little tube that it went up. Yeah. Yeah, man, so it's rough world out here, boy. Definitely rough right now. Then we got the COVID fucking everybody up.
Shit, the COVID ain't killing no more. The COVID ain't killing no more than these goddamn clowns out here acting a goddamn fool.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so sure enough, Dad, I don't think the COVID is killing as many people as they is around this country, man.
Mm-mm.
I think more people around this country died from violent acts than COVID. Yeah, so. So with that going on, the government has been to reach that number quicker than they thought.
Yeah,
you know, I really believe that COVID is all about depopulation. And they get to their numbers, they're going to come up with a fantasy cure.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you know.
Ms. Lee, y'all having any problems with carjackings and shit over there in Flint? Smashing grabs?
I know one of my coworkers, she lives in Detroit, and that stole her truck, I mean her blazer. Yeah, they, she heard them. They was sitting there down the street with another truck.
It was kind of bold.
Yeah. I told her she should have got a damn gun and shot their ass.
Uh-huh.
But you never know what a punch is going through when you see that, you know what I'm saying? So. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just crazy all over this world. Kids still calling these damn schools. Talking about they're going to shoot them up. Now they got a thing on TikTok. Well, I guess today's supposed to have been shoot the schools up.
Yeah, I saw that shit on TV. Well, they just caught two teenagers up in one of the northern suburbs up here in Chicago. Shit, they caught them in the wash. She was smoking a little weed, and they had a couple of guns on them. How in the hell you get guns in the goddamn school and they supposed to have metal detectors?
Mm-mm, they don't work.
Hmm. I see that.
Yep.
Well, just like
so
I
how
was
you
just
know they through a door?
Huh?
How you know they ain't try to sneak them in through a back door?
Yep.
Or one of their buddies by the windows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like I was just telling Big Ed,
as the police
had to wind up killing them or whatever, they'd have been the best kids in the world.
Why you kill my baby?
Mm-hmm.
My baby don't even have no gun.
Yep.
How you know you at home sleeping up with your man and make sure he ain't the wild cheating on you? Get the fuck out of here.
Here's my life. So... I really don't put nothing past these teenagers and shit nowadays.
Right.
If you ain't got
nothing. I was looking at some on... I was looking at some on Facebook. I didn't get a chance to go back and just play it again and listen to all of it. But it was somebody on there talking about statistics. You might have seen a kid. He said something about... Anytime black people kill black people, they always call it black on black crime. But when the white people, which their statistics is just a little below our hours of killing each other, that, you know, you never hear about it and it's just a crime. It ain't white on, they don't call it white on white crime and they don't
mm-hmm.
publicize it as much. But they say if you look at the statistics, their numbers ain't too much better now.
Yep.
But they magnify our thing. Well, yeah, white people kill white people, too. Now, the tripped outest thing to me is planning to do these school shootings. And they go and kill people that ain't did nothing. They had no reason. Probably don't even know them. They just shoot everybody
mm-hmm.
in sight. That is some dumb shit to me, man, because...
Mm-hmm.
At least when these fools go out there, they make it seem like they do have a gripe and they're after a certain group or a certain person. These people just go into school and say, fuck it, I'm going to go kill today. And go in there and just walk through the school and kill whoever they can before they get stuck. That's sick, man. You know, to do harm to somebody that ain't did nothing to you wrong at all. You know, I understand that. Hey, if you ain't did nothing to me, you ain't got no problem. I'll walk past you just like I don't see you to get to who I'm trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. Well, kid, Miss Lee, I thought these people would be ready to talk about Florida. I guess they didn't talk out on Florida. So, I ain't got no dumbass question to ask for no dumbass topic. It's probably been asked 100 times already.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, these people don't want to come on and talk, kid. We going to get the fuck up out of here, man.
Yep.
Now, I'm always coming to open the show up and give it a chance, but.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like you said, you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink it.
Can't make him drink it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, man. I mean, I got quite a few people on here. Nobody want to step up. I know that, you know, they talk all day and night. They can't find nothing to say on the show. I guess it's kind of hard this time of the year. Well, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to old Chuck earlier. He said he would be on here. He had some people he wanted to put in the grease.
Oh,
I
man.
Guess he stopped partying. Yeah, he must have went to a party.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man.
So they got a lot of lights on, but ain't nobody home, huh?
Ain't nobody home.
Yep. When you talk to Uncle Larry or Eddie?
Man, I ain't talking to Uncle Larry now in a few months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He doing all right, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At least he came out and got out at the track this year.
Yeah.
That's a couple of times. Yeah. I wonder where my man Double D.
I don't know. See what B is going to be throwing him a race down in middle of Georgia this year.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, September 3rd or something like that, 4th or something like that.
Yeah.
Around the Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. You know, we had been talking, me and Leroy, and he was talking about going down there to Long Island's race that he had coming up in March.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why I was trying to call and get a bond with him so we can get to know some of the names up there so we won't just be up there in the blind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. But, shit. I don't know. And when that man was real sick and couldn't do a show,
uh-huh.
He called Kicker Letter and Uncle Larry and I could they do a show for him, and we all went on there together. Me, Uncle Larry, Kicker Letter, Shake and Bake, we would do a show.
Uh-huh.
You know. And then the man had the nerves to mute my motherfucking mic and ain't answered now one of my texts since that time. You know,
man,
I ain't know him. Yeah, I ain't know him and Rob had issues like that, man.
Yeah.
But it wasn't me, it was Rob.
Right, what did you got to do with it?
Right. I guess because he was on my line, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. You had to take the brunt of it.
Yeah, man. Yes, well, kid, man, I'm going to let this show go, man. I give him a chance again next week. God damn it, I ain't finna sit up like this.
Right, I heard that. All right, dear.
Hold on, somebody raise their hand. 7469, who we got?
What's going on, Big Eddie? This money. What's the topic for tonight, man? I'm on kind of late.
Oh, man. What up, man?
I was just trying to think.
Oh,
you know,
no
people
much,
come
man.
In and talk about what they liked about Florida, man. That's all.
Oh. Oh, man, I'm still liking Florida to this day. I'm still down here, boss.
I thought you were in Arizona.
You still down there, man?
No, I'm in Florida. I'm in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
I went to Arizona first, and then I came back home that Saturday, and then that Saturday night I flew out to Orlando, and I'm still here. I'll be here until probably the 3rd.
About the 3rd?
Okay.
January?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, shit, you You'll be able to bring a little bit of that heat back with you, cause we're probably gonna need it by the time you get back.
Oh no, kid, I don't plan on being there that long. Just long enough to wash my ass and change my clothes. I'm back on the plane again. I ain't trying to say.
Indeed. Try to
do like them white folks. I'm chasing this. I'm chasing the weather.
Right, that winter vacation.
Man.
I hear you.
I'm chasing the weather.
You didn't get a chance to get to the race, did you? Oh, you missed.
No, hell no. I wasn't trying to. Hey, kid. I'm gonna be honest with you. I like grudge racing, but I wasn't gonna spend all that money to stand around and watch everybody else have fun. I couldn't do it. All the good races that I want to see, I can see them on live. I seen that goddamn Vaughn. Seen that goddamn Vaughn took Grandside out there and handled his business. That was some good shit. But I was on a Big Sham show last night, and I heard them boys going at it, and goddamn Vic then threatened every motherfucking body for what you call it, race. Yeah.
Bobby Gold.
Yeah, Vic can call it out. He said anybody.
Vic said anybody can get it. Everybody getting prepared. They're getting ready, man.
Yeah.
So,
these months rolling around, that damn, it won't be long.
Yeah. How the saying go? If you ain't ready, get ready.
Yep, because goddamn it, 2 weeks. It'll be January.
Man, it's rolling by quick. But yeah. Oh man, everybody gonna do their thing. Hopefully, it'll be a good year. Cause it look like everybody should be ready. A majority of us should be ready. Cause we was all getting ready toward the end of last year.
So, well, money, I'm ready to make a pass now, so I ain't got a chance to sip any bugs there, but I'm ready to make a pass now. I got the car worked out so far, and all I need to do is make a couple little shakedowns and see if I got any issues.
Okay, yes, you got your driver locked in and all that stuff situated, then you good to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, just because you're the owner of the car, Eddie, you don't get the
accolades.
Credit for the win, man. Credit go to the driver.
Hey, money. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
I don't care who gets
my
the credit.
Car,
as long
if
as
my
I
car
get
gets some ass, I don't care who. That's right. If my car gets some ass, I'm just glad to see it do that. Hey, get in the game. They can call me or whoever they want to give it to. They can get it. As long as they're talking about that red motherfucker.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yep. I see you got Willie Dawes, kid.
That's why he gets so excited and cuss me out every time I say something to him now, you know. I'm going to leave him alone, because I don't want Dawes to be like that with me.
Yep.
Hey, man, tell you what you do. You want to get Willie Dog on your side, man, give him a pecan pie. Tell you what, you go ahead on and get it together, and I'll deliver it to him.
See, then I feel bad, because if he gets fat, it's going to be my fault. I don't want to help him do that.
Trust me. If you give me that sweet potato pie, I guarantee you he won't get fat. I guarantee you he ain't going to get fat, but me, on the other hand, I might put on a couple more pounds.
Oh, shit. What's up, gangster? How you doing, man?
Who is that?
That's you, man. Come on.
I'm just gangster. I'm tired of motherfuckers running their dick suckers when it get wintertime, so as soon as Bobby Cole race comes, motherfuckers got to show up and show out.
That goddamn secretary came on yesterday and threatened every motherfucker about it. He put the notice out.
Yeah.
You think anybody can get it? Anybody.
And I mean,
I ain't mad at you, Vic. I ain't mad at you. Shit. You built these motherfuckers to play with them. You ain't built them to just look at them in the garage.
Yeah, that shit, right.
Say, Lord knows I could have found better shit to do with my money than to just sit it in the garage.
Yeah. Hey, Vic, you ain't going down to Florida, did you?
Yeah, I went.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I was there. But I took my family. I didn't stay the whole day like I did last year. I left the track Friday at like 7 o'clock, and then Saturday I left at like 6 something. Matter of fact, I left right when Steve was coming in, because I saw him outside the gate. Yeah, I talked to him outside the gate.
Oh man. Yeah, Jeremiah was down there.
Yeah, Jeremiah just running his damn mouth. He ain't going to do shit. I told
Jerry,
him.
Jerry.
Jerry going to get fucked up.
Oh, man.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Either I'm going to fuck a motherfucker up or they going to fuck me up. That's just how it's going to be.
You got a point there. You got a point.
I ain't afraid to race.
Shouldn't be.
You know,
scared
to lose.
You're scared to take an ass with me. You should get out the game.
That's right.
Find you something else to do, like play volleyball or something.
Famous words of the Big Sam, if you ain't ready, like I told you, you motherfuckers got the same amount of time I got to get ready. Get ready, goddammit.
Yep.
Get fucking ready.
A lot of them probably halfway ready, so it shouldn't take them too long.
And Vic on some bullshit, because that's the first thing he said. Hey, Sam, that includes you too, motherfucker. You and that. You get it.
Oh, man.
Preacher boy ready. He started that. He came to the last race of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey man, Preacher boy got a grudge race of the year.
Oh man.
Yeah, okay.
Grudge race of the year, huh?
Grudge race of
he
the year.
He better get grudge race of the year. If he don't get enough, if he don't get a plaque, boy, that motherfucker is gonna be. You talk about them shootings in the school. It's gonna be a shooting at the bowling alley.
Oh man, not that the bowling alley.
He's gonna kill Sam ass.
It's gonna be a bowling massacre. It's gonna be plaques and pound cake all over the bowling alley.
Yeah, well, if you get a plaque this year, you get a slice of cake with it, so it should be all right.
Oh man.
You're going to try to kill Sam ass. You don't get something this year.
Hey, man, y'all act like Preacher Boy might not be on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
He can be on here all
this ain't nothing we didn't say last night. I sure said.
You goddamn right.
Preacher Boy better get an award. Somebody ass in trouble.
Hey, he can be on here and his ass ain't say Jesus. He know it. He ain't excluded out of that equation.
Oh, shit.
He ain't excluded. Why, he running around telling everybody, we got a pro mile. We got a fucking pro mile. We got a fucking race car.
Yeah,
everybody know that year Monte Carlo it was a front-wheel drive car, so it is what it is. Either you going to race me or you ain't.
Yep.
That's what the problem is with racing right now is different than back in the day. A motherfucker didn't care what kind of car you had. If they thought they could whoop you, they gone. Right. Motherfuckers not want to take a car apart, and that don't mean a fucking car fast. Just because it's got Willy balls, big tires, that shit don't mean it's fast.
Don't mean a goddamn thing, man.
You gotta
motherfucking look at the car. Yeah.
Hey, I got a motherfucking full chassis, motherfucking Camaro, and this is a motherfucking small tire car that I won't even look nowhere, and I won't look nowhere close.
You're goddamn right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing. I got a big block in it, and I won't look at some small block cars nowhere near. Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Hell no. I don't want none of that. Car don't mean nothing no more, man.
No, it doesn't.
Racing easy.
Yep.
Fuck what the car look like or what it's got.
I'm telling you, I want to see what it look like. If I see what it look like going down that track.
Exactly.
And then I can say, hey, maybe I got a chance or I don't.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I've seen some motherfucking full traffic cars like them motherfuckers be crawling.
Yeah, that's true,
too. I don't give a fuck how light a car is or how heavy it is. If I feel like I can race it, I race it. If I don't, I don't want no trouble.
Yeah, I agree.
It's an old saying, you come to win.
Stand down, Big Eddie. I heard you talking about your car going to be, you got to make some shakedowns.
That's all I got to do,
shakedowns out the way. Get your shakedowns out the way and put that toe tag on. Put that toe tag right on your ass. You ain't safe
either. As soon as I can, Vic.
You ain't
safe
either, Big Eddie.
I ain't hiding, Vic. I'm sure gonna try you. I just gotta take an ass whooping if you can get it to me.
Yeah, like I said, hell, I done raced cars that I had no business. I done locked in cars I had no business locking in, but I don't give a fuck.
I know.
Motherfucker got a whooping.
I seen you, boy.
I don't give a damn. People fail to realize I didn't come from the streets. I didn't come from street racing. I came from drag racing.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been in drag racing all my fucking life.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, me too, but I definitely did a lot of street racing. I did a whole lot of street racing before I got to the track.
No,
you know,
I
remember the first time. The first time I pulled up to that Christmas tree, man, that shit felt so funny to me to be out there on the track. I felt I was somewhere I didn't belong.
Well,
yeah, hey, get used to that, man.
Yeah. Well, Vic,
you used to go to US 30, right?
Yeah. Yep.
You
see, that's the only place we could go.
Opal? You remember a little green opal that used to run out there?
I probably do, Vic, shit.
A little green Opel GT.
Uh-huh.
They used to call them the mini Corvette.
Yeah?
Yeah, I probably remember. Yep.
It had Doc's boogie machine on it.
Uh-huh.
That was my dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You still got that,
yep. Oh, yeah.
Still got it. Still is that.
Yeah. Yeah, used to come out there, goddamn it, Herman Jackson and goddamn it, Clayman what's the boy with the Ford? I forget his name. The boy with the Fords.
Oh, the Kelly.
Kelly, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's those are three to hell up, Gary. Put them on the map.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. See, I've been around.
Yeah.
I know about all this shit.
Yeah, goddamn Kelly, Herman Jackson, and Clay Man. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yep, be out on the streets, goddamn it, on a Friday night and goddamn it, Saturday night. Goddamn, leave the streets and go straight to 30 on a Sunday.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I've been in this shit all my life, man. It's all I, that's all I know.
Yep. Yeah, goddamn, we stop out there on Route 30 with three or four folks in a car, goddamn it. Let them out and cross that field, goddamn it, and come in with the car.
Oh, man.
Shit. Man, I ain't just not goddamn learning how to get in the goddamn track.
Hell, that worked for the track. That worked for the drive-in. That worked for everything.
Man, please. Yeah. We goddamn it, pull up in the, you know, the gas station right there on the corner of, what's the name of that street? Clay Street. Right, there's a gas station right there on the corner. Right there on the corner of Route 30 and Clay Street, goddamn, pull up in the gas station, let out your passengers, you take the car on down to the gate, all those goddamn cross that field and into the track. Yeah, Vic, that was about the only track we could go to because back then Oswego was open. That was out in West Chicago, but shit, you know, wasn't too many of us go that way. You saw one of us out
brotherly.
There, goddamn it,
it
must have been lost.
It wasn't brotherly friendly.
Right. You saw one of us out there, goddamn it, they must have been lost.
Either he was lost or he was cleaning up.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, that was a good old day.
Yep, it was only a few of us, goddamn it, used to go to the Grove.
Yeah, we used to go to the Grove. Go to the Grove, Byron.
Yep. Wasn't too many of us going to Byron either.
Right, when 30 closed, that was the new track.
Right.
I remember going. I remember the first time going to Byron, man. I thought that shit was like going down south. That was the longest fucking ride ever.
The more two-lane roads. You know, the more two-lane roads.
Yeah, and then trying to drive through that little ass hick town, every fucking corner with a stop sign or a flashing light.
And goddamn it, the speed limits be up and down in each one of them towns.
Mm-hmm.
35
right.
Here, the next goddamn it 45. Then it breaks back down to 35. So you had to be careful because Buford goddamn it was waiting on your ass to break the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, please. That's one reason I didn't care really going for Rockford.
And they like that today.
Yeah.
They'll grab your ass in a minute.
Now, see, the Grove, goddammit, it was easy because once you get off of 94, you had about 3 miles to go down the, you know, the road. But, it, you know, it wasn't no towns or nothing to go through. But, man,
yes,
Rockford.
Sir.
I dreaded going to Rockford. Give me a track, goddamn, with easy access.
Yes, sir. What up, Chuck?
What's up, Ed? What's going on?
Chuck.
What's going on?
You the man.
What's going on, Chuck? What's going on? Oh, Lord. What's going on tonight, man?
I'm waiting on you, Chuck, to buy this grease up.
Go to drop it these motherfuckers in the grease, Chuck. We waiting on you, baby. All right. Oh, man. Y'all don't want to fry nobody from Florida, do you?
Shit, might as well.
Well,
catfish are good anywhere.
Yeah.
All right. It's fresh out the water in Florida. That's freshwater catfish.
Hey, man, Florida was good this motherfucking year, dog. You know, hey, they got a little handle on that shit. It was a lot better.
You know? Yeah, that's great. That's good.
Well, Chuck, we're going to need you to be down there, man, to stop motherfuckers from getting ran over and shit, man. You supposed to be down there.
Hey, if you get ran over, that's your dumb ass fault.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chuck, I blame it on you. If you'd have been
out there that day, it'd have been all right.
You were too busy stepping that night before, man.
I hit two motherfuckers. You know what I did? I
bagged up trying to hit their ass again. Being a dumb motherfucker standing up there in the line. Sit your ass
hey, Chuck,
on the
you were too busy stepping that
head
night before. If you wasn't stepping, you could have blocked that shit and stopped it from happening.
Hey, I don't give a fuck, shit. Yeah, I got paid. You know, hey, I heard you said I was stiff, motherfucker. I'm tired. I wasn't stiff.
I say that there, Chuck stiff. Give him a beer, and then he put the camera on Donye. I'm like, no, get Donye that beer. Don't get Chuck that beer. Donye is like a board.
Hey man, we are some tired motherfuckers, man. After 4 days of that shit, but man, that shit was good this year, dog. We had a blast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So,
shit.
Didn't get to do the shit we wanted, but we had a fucking blast, you know.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Left this motherfucker. It was 28 degrees. Get down there. It's 86. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. It's nice, too.
Who the fuck want to come home after that? You know,
I don't know because I'm still down here, Chuck.
Oh, man, shit. That's right.
I'll be back around the third or the fifth. I'll be back.
Yeah, like I'm going somewhere warm real soon. Just hold on.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on today, Eddie?
Ain't nothing too much, Chuck, man. You know, I thought we'd have some people on here talking about what happened down in Florida that was there, you know. You know, man, money and Vic saved the show because me and Kid was just gonna hit the button when money hand popped up. I was gonna get up out of here, man.
I mean, you know, all in all, Chicago did pretty good. They showed out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? They was there.
Yes, sir.
Everybody supported everybody. So, you know, it was good shit, dog. You know, wasn't no motherfucking backstabbers down there. This shit. No, it was one backstabber down there, but I ain't gonna say his motherfucking name.
Oh, man.
Don't say his name, man. Just give us some hints, goddammit. We'll say his name.
He don't live out south.
He don't live out south. Oh, shit.
Oh, come on, Chuck. God damn.
He's dropping ass, and he want to know what's going on, and he damn near betted against his own motherfucking boy. That's how dirty that motherfucker is.
What?
Lord, how much?
It's all good, though. Hey, man.
But he don't live out south.
If you don't ride with your home team, just don't bet with them. You know?
There you go.
So, you know, it was good, though, man. That was some good shit. You know? Yeah. He had a good time, man. Chicago held his own. You know? So, it was good. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I hate to see what happened to Three Love.
Yeah, man, that motherfucking, you know, car was looking good, but the track just had so much in it. And they wasn't ready, you know. Good thing he ain't fucked the car too bad, you know, so he better get it fixed, you know. And
that
motherfucker, I'm proud of you, goddamn it, getting an upgrade. Shit. So he good. He gonna be all right.
Yeah.
He didn't leave the track without talking shit. So he good.
Yeah. Yeah, that motherfucker got up on the bumper and turned in the air. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, man. Shit, you know. I mean, you don't know. I mean, that motherfucking track like that was grabbing because it handled a lot of foul. You know.
Boy, there's a lot of power going down that track, boy. And I was telling somebody, I say, boy, them motherfuckers were getting a little fast. I said, God damn.
Hey, man, you really don't, you know, if you don't know, you don't know what the fuck they doing. If you don't, you know. But that shit, but that's That's it, dog. That's the Super Bowl.
I was watching Bookie live, and Bookie was showing some dude with a little F10. And he made the comment, he was like, yeah, don't make me call Sub-Zero and get him over here. Man, that motherfucker F10 took off, man, and that motherfucker disappeared out the video. Boogie like, oh, shit, he get somewhere.
Yeah, man.
That motherfucker was fried.
They some bad boys, but you know what? Every day you go down there, you realize how far you behind 8-Ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hold on 1 minute, Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That motherfucker was down there getting it.
Yeah, they were walled
up. All right, Ed, I'm back. Yeah.
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 Hey, man, we need to, the motherfucker from Chicago, need to get down there, man, and come with a show of force and not just the same old 5 or 6 motherfuckers.
Come on, man. Who's smoking?
Yeah, but when you take that show of force, they got to be goddamn Atlanta down.
Yeah.
Shit,
you,
come on, man.
You are absolutely correct. Hey, Chuck.
Like that,
hey, Chuck, I hate to say it. We the only ones that don't stick together like that. We'll go down there and draw on each other. We'll go all the way to Florida,
you know,
draw on each other.
It ain't nothing wrong with drawing on each other after you whoop somebody's ass. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, you know, our weather's fucked up. We can't race when we want. But still, again, you know, there's so many motherfuckers down there got the same type of car you bring in. You can get some action down there. So, but, you know, that's up to them, you know. But it's very few motherfuckers that's going race on just not knowing the car. So, I mean, you know, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But you know, you're right. The handful that's going to go. The rest of them going to sit on the side. And that's cool. Because everybody can't go down there, you know. I mean, they can't afford to go down that motherfucker. You know.
Yeah.
They can talk that shit on the phone, betting $10,000, but you can't spend the motherfucking $2,000 to get there. So you just stay your ass at home.
Hey man, you tell Tate the lead dog alone, man. So when I call and talk to him, I don't get cussed out.
Man, you gonna get cussed out every time, Eddie.
Man, dog, don't cuss me out, man. Tate did that.
And then he gonna keep cussing you out because you ain't did shit, but you keep putting your name out there. And shit.
I'm supposed to put
my
name out there. My motherfucking name, man.
Motherfucking word, Eddie. You know?
Hey, fuck that. I'm gonna say something.
Ain't nobody
fans
like Big Eddie. Nobody.
Matter of fact, man, why don't you tell Tate to come get my motor and go back?
What you want him to do? Run skin car with his car?
Hey Chuck, how long
I'm
gonna
bet on
in?
I'm gonna bet on skin.
hey,
y'all motherfuckers.
The damn tow truck got diesel motors in it. The dually's got diesel motors in it. They don't need that shit any got.
Yeah, I know. Hey, man.
And then when you went down there with my shit, he'd have been straight.
Hey, I can say, man, we way behind the times, dog. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
We can have our little fun. But I've been telling y'all for years, y'all go down south, y'all going to get fucked up.
Man, fuck them niggas up.
Nah, man, it's only a select few, goddamn it, gonna get down. But that shit they got, man, some of that shit, man, we way behind.
Yeah.
But it's all good. I mean, you're gonna race, you know, you might have a better car that day, but, you know. It's all good.
Hey, Chuck, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck who whooped my ass. I just want to whoop your ass. I need you.
Well,
damn.
If you whoop my ass, I'm going to give you my motherfucking liver, pancreas, and everything else.
Hey, Vic, I got to dedicate a song to Chuck, man. I got to dedicate this song to Chuck. Hey, Vic, I got to dedicate this song to Chuck, man.
Hey, Vic, I'm only 42 years old. I don't know what the fuck that was.
I ain't know what I'm talking about either.
Yeah, he got some shit come out the motherfucking 50.
I have a need.
I don't know nothing about that shit.
I need you. I have a need. Yeah. I need you. Yeah. Oh, Chucky, baby.
You better go pick on somebody like money or something, because you're going to get fucked up fucking with me.
Hey, man.
Man, you're always trying to hide behind somebody else, man.
I'm trying to save you.
Take it like a man.
Hey, Chuck, he ain't looking for money. He looking for your narrow ass. He ain't looking for mine.
Thank you. Thank you, money. I'm glad you wanted to recognize that money. Thank you.
He looking for your ass. Hey, money.
Yeah.
I've been to more tracks, goddamn, with my car during COVID than he been out in 2 years.
He say during COVID.
Now, who the fuck?
The whole world was closed. That's why that motherfucker ain't running, because your car got COVID, motherfucker.
The whole motherfucking world was closed.
Eddie, you can pull the cover off that bitch and fire it up right now.
Shit, you can fire mine up too, so what the fuck? What you want to do? We can get it.
Yeah, see, there you go, dog. But you only going 50 miles. I'm going to go wherever it takes. That's the difference.
What? I can go where. Just make sure the Dallas is placed close by and I can get where you get.
Hey, you're a fucking car owner. You don't need to be there. All you do is tell them, take that motherfucker.
Well, pick your poison, motherfucker. I told you.
Take that motherfucker.
I make my shakedown on your ass. Pick your poison, motherfucker.
Damn.
That motherfucker, Big Eddie, say, long as it's a dialysis center next to the track, I'm coming.
Money, that motherfucker gonna need a defibrillator route with his ass.
Oh, man.
Fuck you gonna say next to me? Ain't no fucking way.
And we gonna find out this shit, Chuck. You just gotta beat my ass, man. You just gotta beat my ass.
I've been saying that shit for 3 motherfucking years, man.
I'm telling you now, my motherfucking car.
Ain't one of you motherfuckers gonna rape.
Hey, I promise you.
Yeah, you promised me forever. Shit, I'm gonna die in a few years. Damn, what you gonna wake up dead and talk about Chuck was scared and shit? What you gonna do, dog?
Hey, man, I met you in 22, motherfucker. We ain't gonna go past that.
Yeah, all the motherfuckers talk about that, man. Ain't nobody rain.
They ain't gonna talk about, I'm telling you now, motherfucker.
Yeah, all right.
But I'm gonna just shut the fuck up. I'm gonna just wait.
That's a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Smart thing.
Don't look like a deer in headlights when I'm standing in front of you telling your ass to lock your punk ass in. You'll be looking like a deer in headlights.
Yeah, it sounds good, Eddie. It sounds good. But I ain't gonna argue
feels good,
tonight,
man.
Though. Just pick a date.
Well,
to
who
play.
You gonna fry, man? Who you gonna fry, man?
I ain't frying nobody, man. Fuck that.
773-2222. Who we got?
What up, Big Eddie? What's happening?
Ain't nothing happening, man. On here, goddamn it, trying to fend off Chuck. He pointing a torch at me.
Oh, man. That's your boy. Why are you doing that?
I don't know, man. I don't understand.
Just need somebody to pick on.
That's all.
Yeah, he just having a little fun.
Hey, I ain't picking on the motherfucker. He's the one drew on me. That's the problem.
Oh, man, but you know what? It's been a little animosity there for a while. I think y'all need to get it on.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All you got to do is egg our date ready.
That sounds like Clark.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Don't even listen to that dude right there, man. That dude ain't talking about nothing.
Hey, Vic.
That motherfucker done been to the dino, all kind of shit, and this motherfucker still ain't came out.
Hey, y'all, it's wintertime. What you want me to do? It's wintertime.
Motherfucker, you had all summer. What happened to you?
Hey, man, you saw when that car was on the dyno. That was in fucking November sometime.
Man, wasn't no damn November, man. Get your ass out of here. That was like September.
Hey, Vic, it was not September. Yeah. And second of all, lock me in with toe tagger, motherfucker. That's what you do.
I'm gonna lock your ass with that wicked motherfucker. That 87, my guy. Huh?
Why would you do that?
I'm gonna lock you in. Listen to me, man. I'm gonna lock you in with my 87 Monte Carlo. No, you don't.
I sit like toe tagger. Yeah, you're a goddamn lie.
Both of my and my other car sit just like you too. So now what?
Whoa! Sit like me too. What do you mean?
My other Monte Carlo. I got two Monte Carlos. I got a 79 and an 87.
Okay, 79 sit more like me.
Oh, you on some bullshit? You just want to pick what the fuck you want to race.
Hell, you got a big block? Hey, man, you got a big block like I got a big block. We all steel, all glass, stock suspension. So,
I'm not stock suspension, if you want to know the truth. I'm going to tell you. I ain't got nothing to hide. I got a lot of bars on my car. So now what?
On the 78?
On my 79, on toe tag.
Well, I don't give a fuck about that. You still look like me. You're all glass, all steel. Shit.
My other one is all glass and all steel, too.
Which one?
My 87.
Your 87.
Yeah, the car I ran by with.
Is that the one you ran the Pontiac boys with? Got your ass blew out?
That's the one I ran little Johnny them with.
Oh, hell, you got so many hell
of
shit. I get confused.
And they whooped me. Little Johnny whooped me with what you call his car, that white Camaro.
Right. But all I'm saying is if I'm stock suspension, I'm just coming back out. Why I can't run toe tags?
Because I just told you why, goddammit. You don't pick who the fuck you want to run. Who is you?
Hey, listen, man. I'm a nobody,
man.
Dog. Yeah. I'm just saying, I got to start off somewhere.
Well, everybody want to run toe tag, an old heavy motherfucking car. No. Hell no. I bet you can't do what I do with your car. That's what.
I'm gonna bet you I can.
I bet you. I tell you what, we can drop the cars on 30 and drive to 40.
I don't know nothing about 30 driving to 40.
You know about route 30. Don't give me that bullshit, Marvin.
I don't know. Hey, Doc, I've been gone so
listen,
long.
Listen, man. Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Anyway, like I said, drop your motherfucking car on US 30 and 41 and drive to the track. You got head up action.
Okay. I'm going to take that into consideration. I'm going to think about it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Now you got to consider.
And that's only because I got a 5-gallon fuel cell in the car.
That's your fault. Put a 20. My car got a 20-gallon in it.
All right, well, fuck it. You got the back tire with toe tags. Fuck it. Since you got a heavier fuel cell, you got the back tire.
Lock your ass in.
We can lock in.
Soon as the weather get right, I'll see you. I'm going to tear your ass up, Marvin.
Okay, well, you got a job to do. You got a job to do.
And I like doing jobs.
My man, the back tie.
You know when you say, hey, you know when you
the back tie.
Hey,
I am.
You know when you say, yeah, and I like it. I'm gonna take it. You know when you say you got a job to do. You know that hitman, that's a job.
Okay.
That's what they call the hitman when they knock motherfuckers off their block like they noodles out. That's what they call that, a job.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Marvin.
What's up, sir?
Hey, Marvin, ain't know that'll make a person get on that line. Goddamn it, Chuck, you got the back tie.
Yeah, he got the back tie. He's talking all that bullshit. He got the back tie, man.
Yeah. I like that. I'm gonna take it. Yeah,
you got it.
With toe tag. What?
Yes.
Okay. I'll
and put the good motor back in. Put the good motor back in.
It's broke.
Oh,
huh?
Shit.
It's broke. I'm gonna leave the pokey motor in there for you. I ain't studying you. And you gonna give me the back tie too? Hell yeah.
You got the back tie with toe tagger for life, man.
I'm gonna try it. The only thing you can do is whoop me. That's all you can do, Marvin. That's all.
Or you whoop me.
Exactly.
He said you got the back tire for life. God damn.
I like it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Eddie, that's what I'm going to do. Hey, Big Eddie, that's what I'm going to do. After I whoop his ass with the back tire, I'm going to let him leave, and I'm going to bet on the gap.
Hey, Eddie, I bet you he don't.
You heard what I said.
Let me ask you this. What you gonna do once I give you the back tie and whoop your ass? What you gonna do after that?
I'm gonna go back to the drawing board.
I like that.
I'm gonna try to find me some more horsepower.
Man, yes sir.
You showed me
all right. Vic, it's been a long time, Vic.
Yeah, I know you've been gone for a long time.
Your man, I know your man
probably still mad at me because I fucked him up years ago.
There's a Cleve, which one?
Cleve.
Oh, well, guess what? This is his project as well, so he get a chance to get back.
Exactly. I understand. That's why I'm talking so much shit. I know the routine. Yeah. I like it.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yeah.
He said, Marvin, I got to get back in the game one more time. I said, fuck it, let's do it.
I ain't mad at you, brother. I'm glad to see y'all come back.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad to see you come back.
Yeah. We looking for Lenny with the Nova, with the white boy. Steve.
Mm-hmm.
We looking for, goddammit, we looking for quite a few motherfuckers.
That's what I'm talking about. Say it with your chest. Ah, shit, chest poked out real far. Yeah, you got them dino numbers. Them dino numbers too.
Let me tell you this. Normally, I don't put the cow in the dino, but I'm not there, so one of my compadres suggested it just to sort of dial it in a little bit, because I normally dial in as a track, you know what I mean? He just gave me a baseline of where it's at. So, you know, the car's in Chicago, it's been in Chicago, it's being worked on in Chicago, I fly back and forth, so, you know,
Oh, you don't live in Chicago no more?
Well, but bottom line is I'm on your ass, dick.
I like that.
Yeah, ever since Dick made that goddamn statement, come out, Marvin ain't gonna run nobody. Okay, well, I'm on your ass, dick. Victor.
Motherfuckers flying in to whoop your ass.
You got motherfuckers flying in to whoop your ass.
I can't get a motherfucker to drive to whoop my ass.
Kept getting distracted, but I saw quite a bit still.
Hey, all I can say, you motherfuckers was freezing, and we was out there in shorts and t-shirts watching Ray.
Ah, you're
lying. I wasn't freezing. I was in here on the couch.
You had to go outside, goddammit. You was freezing.
Ain't go outside.
Hey, Chuck.
And it wasn't.
Hey, Chuck, I was outside at my little condo in the pool outside.
Hey, that motherfucker Vic came and got them plenty of sunshine. Hey, that motherfucking Vic walked through there and he had them two big ass bodyguards with him.
He did say he was going to take his son down there this year.
Man, them two big-ass motherfuckers wouldn't move without Vic. But they had a motherfucking good time, though.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
We went, we watched the racing, and then Sunday I mean, Monday we went to fucking Disney.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what we did, goddamn.
Yeah,
Sunday we just partied all fucking night.
Yeah, I seen that. Y'all was living it up. But hey, that's what it's all about, man. Enjoying yourself.
Yeah, man.
At the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You put in all that work all week. You put in work all week. You deserve it.
Yeah, we had a good time, made a little money and shit, you know. Could have made a little more. But them sorry-ass motherfuckers I tried to support, and they got my ass popped. Matter of fact, try that motherfucking grill up, man. Fuck that, man.
now you got a fire, motherfucker. It just brought back memories, huh?
Hey, Zach, I'm fine. Look, I'm making all this money in the morning. I come to bed, no motherfuckers I'm trying to support. They pop my motherfucking ass. Good boy. God damn.
Hey, Vic, guess who's tearing their ass up over there, Vic? Tidy Bowl. They Tidy Bowl was tearing their ass up. They tearing down your ass.
No. Let me explain this shit, Eddie. When we bet with Tidy Bowl, we only bet a little money, $100 at a time. He told my ass off, Gerald, he told my ass off, Big Sham even got my money. You know, that was little money. After they popped my ass three times straight, I bagged the fuck off, I went to a trail and got fucked up. That's all. But see, they wasn't betting this type of money. I was betting earlier, so you know.
Right.
That motherfucking Wesley Snipes, the biggest disappointment in the world.
I lost
twice on their ass on the race. I know their ass coming. Hold on, Eddie. I give a motherfucker 2-1 odds because I know they're going to fuck them up. I lost that motherfucking 1,000 so fast, man. I couldn't even find the goddamn thing to go.
Somebody on 2-1.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest motherfucking bust of the damn whole event. I ain't lying. That motherfucker ain't going nowhere.
37-04. I opened you up and seemed like you're on 2 lines or something. You got it real bad up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to open this 37-04 one more time, let's see. Nah, it ain't working.
No, it was all right. Tidy Bowl wasn't shit. That's just all a little friendly bet that we do all the time. So he knocked my ass for that little bit of money, but that wasn't nothing. Nice. Eddie, I ain't losing no money. I came home with way more money than what I had. So I'm still.
Well, Chuck, I can tell you then. I got the grease hot for you. So all you got to do is let it rip.
What? I'm just saying, shit, them motherfuckers. Well, you know what? We had some good motherfucking races, though. I mean, you know, Vaughn and them went down there, raced, looked real fucking good. Until later night, Vaughn started smoking that shit and forgot he was racing. The guy left on his ass. He said, oh, shit, let me put the joint down and push the button. But, you know, it was good.
Oh, God. Yeah.
But early in the day, that motherfucker was on point. Mike and Tutu looked good till they hurt the car. You know what I'm saying? They made some good motherfucking passes, you know. So they did good. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Shit happened, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the good races, it was a big, you know, shit. I lost big on lockdown. You know he had them covers. My motherfucking boy.
Yeah.
You know, shit. But it's all good. It's all about gambling, though. You know, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some.
Yes, sir.
If it wasn't for motherfucking grave nigga, shit, I'd probably be in the motherfucking hole. He pulled me right out. Big time. Nah, they had some good shit now. You know, my boy
Scotty,
I won big off him, you know, won one, lost one, but shit. Side Fest was crazy, man. Them motherfuckers down there, man, they was betting all kind of motherfucking money.
Scotty tore Andy Mac ass up.
Damn, shit, like he wasn't even there. You know, but it's all good, though, man. They just racing after the fucking fun, man. So I ain't mad at none of them, man. They did their fucking job. They got in the plane. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't know the count, Eddie, but from Friday, Thursday we ain't going to count, but from Friday and Saturday, I got to say it was probably 70 good grudge races that.
Yes, sir. See.
They was doing their fucking thing, dog. Everybody was trying.
Yes, race. Sir.
So, you know, that's it.
Yeah, they were damn sure getting
it. And you know
what?
It wasn't perfect, but they had the event running really good. You know, you can actually get through the fucking staging lanes this year. Yeah, you had to wait a little bit, but, you know, they had the motherfucking staging lanes really good.
I can tell because you seen, you know, the same car came around, you know, a few times, you know, so
yeah,
I let you know
times,
right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they was getting it in, though, you know. And then Saturday
yeah.
was perfect because the dude didn't come in, so they could race a little
yeah.
more. You know?
Yeah.
You know? All except them dumb motherfuckers standing on the line, getting ran over by cars, getting their legs cut off and shit like that, you know?
Oh, man.
All that old shit, man. You know that's my boy, but, man, shit. You see me on the line only when it was a car, and I got the fuck off of that. I can bet good on the side. Yeah.
Did he get hurt bad? Steve.
Yeah, eight stitches.
He got eight stitches
and a fractured wrist.
Yeah,
yeah, fractured his wrist too. Yeah, so he in the carriage.
Hey. God damn it, just because Steve lost all that weight don't mean he little. Yeah.
I'm just glad he's all right.
Motherfucker got realized, man. Them motherfucking cars are dangerous up there, man. And that shit starts flying off of them. Man, you gotta get the fuck away. You ain't got no business up there. You know.
I understand
your $20 is just important as everybody else, but, man, fuck that. I want to live a few more years. I get
the whole race, I never did go to the starting line.
Vic, I might have went up there.
Mm-hmm.
I might have went up there 7 times in 3 days. And
yeah,
made
you
my
was
best thing who I want, and I got the fuck off, because I know how fucked up it be up there.
Then that damn, some channel locks came out of a car and hit a lady in the leg, too. Oh, my God.
It showed.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It showed.
Uh-huh.
It showed. And Chastity got ran over, too, filming that shit.
Well, she was the one that knocked Steve into the lane.
Well, what? I don't know. I ain't going to say it. It's fucked up, man. You know, they too close.
Yeah,
but they need to slow that down. I mean, there was too many people on the line. Too many people.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Vic, you've been there before. It's like that every year, so, you know.
Yeah. But this year, Chuck, it was a lot of people.
I know it was. It was a lot of fuckers. Man, I
Man.
Got to the motherfucking track. 11 o'clock. I mean, about 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Man,
right.
There wasn't even no motherfucking parking on the other side. That's how
right.
fucked up it was. They was in there.
Exactly. Saturday night, it took us like 45 minutes to just get out of the damn lot, not onto the road. And it wasn't because we was in line. There were so many cars, they was blocking all their exits.
Wow.
Well, all I can say, for the motherfuckers that paid their $20, they got their fucking money for it. And so it's worth going though.
Oh yeah, Baldy made some money this year.
Yeah, somebody made some money. I don't know who made some money.
But I just like to have a percentage of the gate money.
I don't know, Vic. I ain't getting it all that, but you know. I said one thing, motherfuckers fed you, they gave you anything you needed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even motherfuckers that raised each other, they helped each other. So it was all good, man.
Oh, yeah.
That,
it was,
that,
a, good
that was a real good time, you know.
Oh, yeah. I had a great time.
So, you know.
I just got to show up to one of the Super Bowls with a cop.
Yeah. It's coming.
Yeah.
I see y'all ass in Memphis at the end of April. That's all I can say.
You ain't lying. And there again, if you ain't ready, you better get ready. They go for Marvin. They go for motherfucking Big Eddie. All you motherfuckers better be getting ready.
Don't say
Big Eddie. That ain't nice.
You know Eddie ain't gonna be ready. You know Eddie ain't gonna be ready. You ought to quit. Hey Vic, Eddie still waiting on goddamn it, Milan and 66 to open back up.
I'm ready, Chuck.
Hey Eddie.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna name my car Mudbone 3. How about that?
You gotta go
for
them. You gotta
see
them already.
Ain't damn one of them motherfuckers did shit.
Oh, man. Hey, cars just
being
put
in. Man, don't do it. Hey, Eddie, I wouldn't take that shit.
I ain't taking it. I'm just waiting to smack him on his ass. That's all.
Well, if you ain't going to take it, motherfucker, act like you John Q and do something about it.
Oh, well, you'll see very shortly. You'll see very shortly.
Man.
Hey, I'll tell you. Hey, Mom.
I'm going to let you run on the motor, and I'm going to blow at you.
That motherfucker ain't going to. Nothing.
You keep talking, I'm going to let you run. Hold on, I'm going to blow at you, kid. Yeah.
You see how he got quiet when he said that?
What I missed, Eddie?
What you wanted to miss?
What'd he say?
You say he going to let you run on the motor, he going to blow at your ass.
Not at gunpoint.
I thought.
I put that shit on there for a reason.
Oh, no.
If my motherfucking bullet say 45 and your shit say 5-shot 32 special, then you better stay in your motherfucking lane.
That's a good excuse.
I hear you. That's a good
man.
For me.
Hey, man, my motherfucking car for flow on motor, I might not even beat Eddie.
Damn, Eddie.
And that got to be some flow
hey.
Shit.
That motherfucker better not lose a half a kick. I'm going to fuck him up anyway.
Man, look, man, you can't fuck me up, Eddie. Just quit calling my motherfucking name, chump. I'm telling you now.
Well, you can tell me. You can tell me. Don't mean I have to obey.
That's right. If you ever get any one of them motherfuckers up there, you going to find the fuck out real quick. I ain't going to tell you how quick you're going to find out, but I bet you can't spit out your mouth and that shit touch the ground.
Damn.
Ooh, God damn. Damn, boy. You rough.
Rough on you, Eddie. Rough on you.
That's tough talk, Jeff. Tough talk.
That's all it is, too. Tough talk.
I ain't sitting on the motherfucking phone promoting the motherfucking car that ain't doing shit. I just wait on the motherfucker to call my name. Ain't no need for me to show up until you put that motherfucking deposit up.
Well, we've been through all that, Chuck. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying. Just quit calling my motherfucking name until you're ready, Chuck.
I asked you a question, motherfucker. How soon you want to put a deposit up?
Like tonight?
Well, we're going to lock in for a while.
Body cover rate. Matter of fact, goddamn, we can go down to Ohio on the 1st of March.
Shit, it's cold down there too, ain't it?
It ain't going to be cold down there. Oh, that's right. You don't go nowhere, so you don't know. 1st of March. Matter of fact, I think it's the 3rd or 4th of March at Ohio Valley. Y'all could fuck you up right away.
Okay. We'll see about that. But
so we can put this deposit up tonight.
Why you gotta
I ain't got no motherfucking thing.
Why you gotta travel so far to get your ass whooped?
Hey,
we both live right here.
You know what? I'm not coming to where you want to go. I'm going where the fuck I want.
No, you don't get it like
you
that,
gonna sit up here and wait. You gonna sit up here and wait till April. I'm not waiting April. I'm gonna be racing in March.
I ain't telling you not to wait, motherfucker. All
can't
I'm saying, goddamn
shit. I'm just telling
we'll be right here waiting for
ready.
You when you come home.
If you got that deposit ready, we can go down to Ohio Valley and race.
Fuck
that
Ohio, man. I don't know what
March.
Kind of track they got down there. What is that, radio?
It's a motherfucking drag strip. I got to go down the track. You got to go
down
the track.
You got radios.
Who gives a fuck? Y'all ain't got no radios on it.
I got slicks on, motherfucker.
I got slicks on, too.
Yeah, damn right. You got radios on the regular motherfucker last time I seen them.
Yeah, I got slicks on my car.
Okay, well, if you got slicks on the motherfucker, we can do that.
Send me your motherfucking deposit then, chump.
Let me call my guy. We can lock
damn,
this shit in right
send
quick.
Send me the $21
hold on,
you owe me, motherfucker.
Ain't that a bitch, motherfucker? You owe me. We broke even, motherfucker.
You gotta get out and move around, man. Shit, it's too fucking cold up here. But if you want some action, that Bobby race, motherfucker, you can get it.
I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it, motherfucker.
That damn big guy, he throwing knives at you.
Call your motherfucker.
Yeah, but I'm throwing bullets at his ass.
Yeah, motherfucker, I ain't got no more bullets.
Let me make this phone call.
I ain't staying on here all motherfucking night. You just tell them, goddamn it, get down to Memphis. That's April 26th through the 28th. Get your ass down there. You like that chump? Nice. Now you want to hang up the phone. Come on, man. I gotta go do something.
Mm-hmm. Hey, anybody get fried tonight?
Nah, ain't nobody get fried tonight, man. You ain't frying no motherfucker to go all the way down there and do something. Well, I fried some motherfuckers on the side on some purple shit, but
okay.
I ain't frying no motherfuckers. We only generally fry local dudes.
All right, man. What? When is Memphis, man? When Bobby Cole race?
Hold on, man. You be on these motherfucking phones all day, and you going to ask a dumbass question.
I think
question.
It's in March. I
where
don't
the
know
fuck
the
is
date,
Memphis?
Man.
No, Memphis is in Memphis, man. Do you know what
I
state Memphis
when
is?
When is Bobby Cole? I say what day
April
is the race, 26th
through the 28th, something like that. Last weekend in April. How the fuck y'all don't know that y'all
track.
Talk to the goddamn man every day?
I don't talk to him every day.
Yeah, you hear enough of him. You talk to him more than me.
Man, I don't talk to him at all.
Well, whatever, man.
I hear
man.
Him talking a lot
now
of times.
Now you know the dates make it fucking happen.
Okay. What you want to do it for? Lock in.
Whatever y'all come up with.
Let's see. First of all, who that fell asleep that quick?
Because I ain't staying on y'all all day, Eddie. I got to get up early. I got to make a run there. You just talk to your motherfucking crew and see what y'all want to do, man. You know I'm going to be.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we got to figure out how to get down that radio track, man. We ain't going down that fucking around.
Memphis is not a radio track.
You're a goddamn liar. That motherfucker put so much glue down in that motherfucker.
It's funny. Not, dog.
That motherfucker track looked like it be raining.
No, it's not, dog.
Who got down? Wake up, money. Hold on a second.
All right, man. I got to get the fuck out of here, man. I got to go to bed.
Some motherfucker done went to bed.
Yeah. Hey, Vic, you know it's one of them motherfuckers on them check engine machines.
Yeah. All right, Chuck. Thousand on whatever. How you want to do it?
You know how we're going to do it. Shit.
1,000 on whatever. What you want to do? 1,000 on what?
Whatever you can come up with, man.
Crush it, man. 1,000 on 5,000. Fuck it.
That sounds
oh,
good.
Shit.
That sounds real good.
All right.
You can get that shit Friday night, motherfucker.
Is that a lock?
Okay. It's going to be a lock. Is that a lock, too?
And we're going to put the fucking money together.
Okay.
Like peanut butter and jelly.
There won't be no motherfucking excuses. Just hide your ass down there. We'll run Friday night. Good with that, Eddie?
Uh-uh. Sad.
Damn. Where you go? Huh?
I'm right here. I say
good
with
that
Saturday.
Friday night? Friday, motherfucker.
Saturday.
I got some shit going on.
Ain't that a bitch what you got going on? I got shit going on Friday. I can't be down there on no Friday night.
Dude, who gives a fuck whether you there? Just send them your fucking money.
Oh.
All right. Well, like I say, we're finishing up and we put the money together Friday. I got to talk to them about that.
Sorry, motherfucker. Use your own money and lock in. Huh?
I think it is mine, motherfucker.
Being a motherfucking boss, you do what the fuck you want to do. You ain't got to talk to your motherfucking constituents.
Well, you know, when you really want to race, you don't worry about how the other motherfuckers get it as long as you get it.
You ain't got to worry about how to get it,
as long as they get what you're looking for, motherfucker.
But you got it Friday night, goddammit.
Yeah, so you worried about the wrong shit.
No,
damn.
You worried about the wrong shit. You worried about how to fucking get down there when you don't need to be there. Just send your money and your motherfucking car.
Well, that's for me and my crew to figure that out. Either be Friday or Saturday,
make your own motherfucking decision.
I don't do that.
Okay. That's like you ain't a grudge racer. My bad. Hey, Vic. You know I'm fucking with him now. Yeah, all right, man. Nah, I got to go, man. I got to go, Eddie. You call me when y'all all right, get
bro.
Y'all... When y'all get y'all weak-ass crew together, man, just call.
Wow.
I'm telling you where the fuck I'm
going
to be and what we don't fucking do. Huh?
Hey, Chuck, you say he ain't a boss, so he can't make them decisions. He got to
help. Yeah. See, that's why I don't like fucking with no peons, man. They don't know what the fuck they going to do. Yeah.
Hey, man, I don't care about all
that. Take that out.
Long as I get that ass off you, that's all.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have him, but, I mean, I'm just saying, dog. I'm giving you the motherfucking ass.
It's possible you might get away.
Man, lock your money in. But trust me this.
But trust me this. I'll be back. It ain't over, motherfucker.
Back, motherfucker. You ain't
like
going nowhere.
Just like if I whoop your ass. It's just like if I whoop your ass, you ain't going to just take it and not come back. You going to come back.
Well, what the fuck are you talking about? You got a race to get back, motherfucker.
Damn.
Get down, motherfucker. Huh? We'll talk Friday.
Friday, motherfucker. Tonight is Friday.
Okay. Well, you the one saying by Friday.
You know,
you the one saying let's lock
Friday
in by Friday. Next Friday. You
next Friday is Christmas Eve, and I'm a motherfucking boss, so I'm closing shop all the way to
when
Monday.
When the fuck you want to put this file together, motherfucker? When you who gonna hold the money? Who gonna hold the money?
Me, motherfucker.
I trust you.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
There ain't no problem.
Just send that shit. No, I won't be on here next Friday. I'm going to be fucked up.
You ain't lying. I probably won't have no show next Friday. You right. That's Christmas Eve.
You shitting, motherfucker. You spend all that Christmas money trying to buy motherfucking sparklers. What the fuck?
Yeah, man. You bought no motherfucker spend no Christmas money.
Yeah, I'll spend me some Christmas money. You want to know what I bought me?
I ain't been a whole lot of Christmas money.
Another pair of motherfucking steel-toe boots so I can stick it up your big ass.
It sounds like he might want to get that money together tomorrow.
I got the money right here in my pocket.
Okay. I'm a cash app it to you.
I don't do that shit, dog. I told you that. I don't do that shit. I still ain't got the motherfucking money you paid me from PayPal. I see it there. I just don't know how to get it.
ain't that
smart. But I got cash in my hand.
Okay.
I know where you live, motherfucker.
You live 15 minutes away from me, goddammit.
I know where
you live.
Bring
that shit on over here.
No problem.
I be at the motherfucking shops at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Chump.
Why you still talking, motherfucker? We already made our deal.
I ain't seen you push that motherfucking money over here.
Don't try to talk yourself out of it. I can't send it to you, motherfucker. You don't do PayPal. You don't do that shit. You say you want the cash.
Hey, what they can't see, Eddie, they can't trace. All right, man. You just let me know, man. I got to go to bed, man. I got shit I got to do.
You already know.
All right,
man.
Yeah. All right.
Excuses to me.
Yeah, man. He got some hands up. I wasn't even looking at the board.
Itsy bitsy spider.
What's going down?
Climbing up the water spout. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Prince?
Happy holidays to you slow motherfuckers.
No, man. 10:25, your mic open also. Double D, what's happening, y'all? What up, Double D?
What's up, man? How everybody doing tonight? I'm a little late, man, but I'm here. What up, though?
I've been listening for a long time, D. They've been threatening them boys.
Oh, yeah, who they been threatening, man?
Mudbone. Yeah, Marvin even threatened. Marvin threatened him a motherfucker. He said, "You take it off, we gonna make love." I said, "God damn, that's what you
sure
talking about." That's what you talking about.
Wow. They've been
that's
threatening you, Big Eddie.
No, I've been threatening that motherfucker. We finna get this shit over with. Somebody finna get ass with.
Uh oh.
2022, they're going to get it off their chest.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Vicalicious, goddammit. What's going on, Vicalicious?
Vicalicious.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Your mic is open. What up, Lotto?
Yeah, because it's hot here like the summertime. Walk around with flip-flops and shorts on and t-shirts. Hot here like the summer thing.
Oh, man. You walk around in flip-flops, man?
Gee, you can walk without the shoes if you want to. It's just that hot down here.
Ooh-wee. Is that goddamn it, Double PT?
Huh?
Who is that?
Who you think that is, man? It's your boy.
Preach.
Yeah, be me, baby.
That's the preach.
Preach.
Yeah.
Mr. Double D, let me introduce myself. You probably the only one that don't know me. I am. The artist formerly known as Mr. Mississippi, also Crooked Letter.
Oh, yeah, I heard that name before. Yes, sir. Nice to meet you, brother.
Yes, sir. I've been listening to you here talking to Ed. I like the way you talk to you about, hey, I'm going to put it like this. You're all about business.
About that business.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
You tell them what you tell them. Don't talk about it. Let's be about it. That's what preachers do. I got to get the preacher, too, now. Got to get the preacher. And Eddie was on Chuck tonight, too. I give Eddie props, too. Eddie told him to lock it in.
Eddie found some balls tonight, goddammit, and went down on their ass.
Uh-oh.
That got to happen one day. Somebody got to get fucked up.
That right. That right. You heard that, Marvin?
Marvin.
Somebody got to get fucked up, Marvin.
Hey,
That's what that old song say. Somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to lose. I don't know who that's going to be.
You heard that, Breach? You heard
sound
that?
Like, sound like Big Eddie trying to go to Bobby Cole race, huh? You trying to do, man? Yeah.
Hey,
make your
Marvin.
Debut.
Marvin, we know you ain't got the... Hey, you one of the guys that I know gonna travel for show.
Oh, damn.
I do a little traveling.
I know you will, baby boy.
I do a little bit.
So going to Memphis ain't no major for you.
It really ain't. The question is, do I want to go?
Yeah.
If you want to race, you gonna say, yeah, I'm going. I'm going to lock you somebody in early.
As it get close, I probably will.
Okay.
As it get close, I probably will.
Double D.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I smell pussy.
Slick boy.
Boy, you went back to the house part of the movie. I smell
God damn, man.
All you gotta do is say something slick.
Yes.
Say something slick, huh?
You said what?
We running head up.
Running who head up?
You and me, baby. Just the two
you
of us.
Top. You fuck up.
That pretty gold motherfucker you got in China, motherfucking white. Just the
Come
two
on.
Of us.
Uh-oh.
Come on. Boy, I'm not in your class. Come on. Don't do that, man.
We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. You and I.
And then you come in to be quiet.
Oh, man.
But this was
Hey. Go back in the car.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all remember that song a long time ago? It was an old song back in the 70s, man. It was real, too. And I can't remember who sung that song, but they sure told the truth. That song would say, winners never quit, and quitters never win. Now, that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That is the truth.
That's some good shit, man. Give me an ounce of that.
Hey, Double D.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you didn't get that message that night and came through because we got dissed on that motherfucking show.
Oh, for real? Yeah, you know what? When I sent that message, I said, damn, Big Eddie. He hit me up a couple days ago. I wasn't looking at my shit. I don't know why. I don't be on messages like that. I look at it every now and then. I thought I missed something.
That goddamn Rob started talking shit to the man. The goddamn man muted our mic and went and opened it back up, man.
Oh, man, Rob just spoke to him. What Rob say to him?
He just told me he wanted to run again with that car, the same race that they had. And he said, I can't run you with my car right now because, he said, I got basically a stock motor in my car now. He said, but I got somebody I run you with. And Rob said, you going to drive? He said, no, why y'all always got to worry about that? Rob said, I want you.
Oh, damn.
So he was like, no. Damn. And then his buddy said, hey, y'all might as well leave that alone. Y'all ain't going to come to no agreement. And Rob said, yep, that's what it sounds like. And shut up. About 2 minutes later, goddamn, he said, mute it. I said, damn. So I kept texting him because I wanted to ask him some questions about the two guys that were talking about what they did in Florida. But he wouldn't open my mic back up. I said, fuck it. I left and went to dog show.
Oh, wow. A man left you on mute. That was what? That was bogus right there, man.
Yeah, that was bogus, man. I couldn't believe he did that shit, man. And Crooked Letter. Crooked Letter. What was good for that motherfucker when he was when he was too sick to run the show?
Hey, we were running the show. The man was having issues, you know what I'm saying, and he was sick and he couldn't run the show. And, you know, come on out, run the show. I operated the board, and you and Uncle Larry and Shake came on there and helped me out on the show.
And Shake,
he was running the show.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And I tell you, that's how about five times, and he ain't answered my text today. He wouldn't even answer my text, man.
Yeah.
He probably listened.
All I ever knew, he was just cool little dude. I ain't never knew he don't know attitude or nothing.
That's
all
I always thought,
like,
man.
That.
I ain't never knew he had that arrogance. I ain't know he had that kind of arrogance in him, man. I ain't know that. But he showed me something.
Showed his ass, huh, Biggie?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
and then they hung another
back on the show.
Yeah. And then they hung another motherfucker up because he was talking shit. I said, damn, this motherfucker BET and motherfuckers on here.
Hey, man, he was pressing them buttons, man. He got that power. He was pressing them buttons and shit, wiping motherfuckers down.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
only time
one
I meet motherfuckers is when I'm trying to say something and somebody trying to talk and they won't shut the fuck up and I have to mute them that way or something like that, but I don't hang nobody up. I don't hang nobody.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I'd have probably hung up too, man. You mute my mic. I want to say something.
Yep. I texted him a few times letting him know I wanted to get back on. And the man wouldn't even answer my text. Wouldn't say okay or nothing. He just never said nothing.
Hey, Ed, tell whoever that at the convenience store I want a 2 bean pies and 2 packs of peanuts.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I had a lot of respect for that man. He lost to death.
He lost it, huh?
Who did you like that, baby? Who did like that?
A motherfucker, Long Island Joe. You know, we were planning on going to his, trying to go to his show. So I was just trying to listen in and get to know who was who, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, pretty good show. You know, they be talking about a lot. They have a lot going on, but I don't believe in that big guy, little you shit. I don't believe I'm going to treat everybody the way I want to be treated.
Yeah. Treat them equal, man. Shit. We got time for that bullshit. New mics and shit, man.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And one dude was arguing with the guy that, I guess, helped him host the show. And he was trying to get on him, I guess, about racing. And the dude told him, goddamn it, this is my motherfucking show. He said, damn, where you go? You muted him? He said, hell no, I hung his ass up.
Damn.
I like, damn.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I guess they couldn't stand that pressure, a motherfucker trying to draw them.
I'm about right.
Yeah, I was shocked like a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, that's And then
man,
he was just on your show, wasn't
Yes, Omar.
Just on your show
a couple
weeks
ago. I let him have a board. Yeah, I let him have a show.
I let him have a board. Then he come mute you, huh? Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
One good time deserves another. Fuck it.
Yeah.
What day is this show?
Tuesday. Yep, on Tuesday. Yeah, man.
Hey, Eddie, was that your show he got on?
Yeah.
He was talking about his weight coming up and all that shit?
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie, you want to be petty? Fuck it. Get him back on your show and meet his ass when he start talking.
Nah, I ain't gonna play. I ain't gonna play with him like that. I ain't gonna play no games with no grown man. It is what it is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Fuck that. I get petty with a motherfucker.
It is what it is, man.
Yeah. And that's why I remember you from. I said, that's why I remember you from when I was out there racing with Big Palms and them.
Yeah.
In Chicago Heights.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why I remember you from.
Yeah, I used to come out there.
Yeah.
No, man, you know you remember Eddie. Be honest, tell the truth. Eddie with that big-ass Dutch boy on that paint thing up there holding that can of paint. That Dutch boy paint mannequin.
Fonz was my guy then. That was me and him. We was all in the same family. Me, him, Lil Mike, and all us, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that brother that man, I miss him.
Oh, yeah. He was a cool dude.
Yeah. Me and Farm go way back. Matter of fact, Lil Mike is the one. He was still in high school when he introduced me to Farms now. And we had been tight ever since. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Lil Mike here, he was in high school, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ed, yeah, I'm your boy out of the hospital here at home.
He is? How you doing?
That was him I just ran out of here a few minutes ago, him in the bio. You know he's doing good.
Look,
he did dial up today, too, and he's still, he ain't been asleep in big bopping around the house, but when he go to sleep, he gone.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. I got Big Mark, too. Big Mark, he out.
Big Mark?
I'm talking about my grandson. All y'all on the show don't know I'm talking about my grandson. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I'll tell you about
somebody got a TV on already or
outside. Ain't sat on nothing. I haven't sat on anything. I've been outside.
Big Mark, where you at, man?
I did not.
I'm here.
No. None of this week I sat on that cover. Not one time.
Didn't you see me?
Every day. Didn't you see me? And when I came down here, didn't you see me move that chair over here? Because I went upstairs and took my shower every day.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. I'm just a little under the weather today, man.
Oh, yeah. You know you gotta
I gotta go tomorrow and make sure I ain't got goddamn COVID.
Yeah. And that shit, boy, people catching that shit so easy right now, it ain't funny, man.
I'm telling you, man, I got chills, all my bones is hurting, I'm coughing. I got everything but a headache and a sore throat.
Well, you know, this flu season, too, so it could be the flu. That's why I don't like the flu.
That's what I'm hoping. I didn't have the flu shot. I was supposed to go get my booster.
It ain't even got to be flu or COVID. Yeah. It could be influenza. It could just be that other, you know, the thing you get that be like the flu. You know, that mess will mess with you like that.
Yeah.
The influenza, the flu, whatever it's called.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
get up in the morning and
plan influence.
I was supposed to go get my booster shot.
Ain't no need to plan with it.
I was supposed to get my booster shot this morning, but man, when I got up, I was just no energy, face, chills. I've been laying down all day.
Hey, let me ask you something. Y'all been hearing what they said about that shot thing the last couple of days? They talking about that booster shot now. They study talking about the booster shot. But have y'all been hearing what they said about the first two shots?
Right. Yeah.
That it didn't last no more than like 3 months, 90 days.
I thought they said
that's why
6 months. I thought they said 6 months, Crickaletta, and it dropped down to a level where they want you to get the booster shot to bring it back up.
Right. The day I was watching this evening on, what the hell was I watching? It wasn't CNN, it was World News Tonight, and they were talking to them people at the CDC, and they were saying that 3 months is basically, it ain't there. Again, they want you to get the booster shot to boost your immune back up, and they talking now about you're going to have to keep getting booster shots.
Oh. And they said that too, but the last time when I heard them talk about that, they say they test people that had the shot, you know, like at least 6 months, and they say still had it still in them, but it was like low, so they wanted to bring it back up with the booster shot. So they saying that you probably got to get this booster shot every 6 months.
Now, you know that they announced today that, what's the coach name for the Saints down here? That dude there got COVID again, and he done had all the shots and the boosters.
Remember what they tell you now.
They never said you can't catch it. They just said it ain't going to be deadly where to kill you. It'll kill you.
Well, yeah, but when it first came out, they said that to kill COVID, they said they kept saying to kill COVID, you got to get the booster shot to kill COVID. They sure said it.
I never heard them say that you can't catch it. They said, but if you
catch them, they never did say that.
They never did say you can still catch it.
I heard you can still catch it, but if you got the booster shot, it's a damn near 90% chance that you'll be fine.
Exactly.
Be fine.
It just almost
most
be like
people,
a, like you just got a cold and just like a just get sick
lightly,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if you're non-vaccinated and you catch it, you might be in a little trouble if you got underlying condition. If you got underlying condition, you might be in a little trouble. And I said that's going to pack your lungs.
I got a
text.
It
taxed
it long.
Still caught COVID and died.
Man, we had about 15 families with COVID down, so they say. On my wife's side of the family and my side, we had about 15 died.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? But the thing about it was this right here, they were talking about how contagious it was. You see, they went away from that. They said if you touch this and touch that, okay, but My brother-in-law wife and my cousin wife slept in the bed with them. They both wives died. Neither one of them had COVID.
Yep.
And I want to know how that happened. They wasn't asymptomatic either. They just didn't have it.
Yeah.
They tested the whole family. Hey, she was the only one that had it, both of them.
Maybe their immune system was just strong enough to fight it off. You know?
All the family had it? We're talking to someone in the neighborhood of people. Between the two families, 11
people. No, but they wives.
Two died. The families didn't. The husband, said, neither one of the husbands had it, and neither one of the other family members had it.
Luck of the draw. Everybody don't catch it.
Look how these NFL players and NBA players catching that shit. The whole team and shit going down.
Okay,
you know
but now
I'm
asking another question. What famous person have you heard die from COVID?
Oh shit! There's some people I don't know like right off the bat.
I can't remember their names. Right.
I heard some.
People said they had COVID, but I ain't never heard nobody die from it. Nobody that's rich or famous.
Oh yeah, they died from it. They said some of them died from it.
They heard none of them.
It was it Marvin Hagler, I think, or one of them boxers, I think.
I thought they said it was an NFL player that just died from it a couple of days ago or a week ago.
No, they saying that he died from that brain disease that they get from. But that's what I heard.
Okay.
That brain disease that they get. So somebody got their hands up
from having all them concussions.
Oh yeah.
3033, your mic is open. What's going on?
What's happening, y'all? Hey, Big Eddie, what was the Hank Aaron died from the shot?
Yeah, he died from the shot, not COVID.
Hey, shit. You say what rich person?
No, I'm saying
died from COVID.
Well, I'm saying maybe he didn't have it. He didn't have COVID. He had the shot, and he died from the shot. Yeah, that happened.
You say what rich person died from it, though, is what you said.
Yeah, what rich person
died
COVID and
from
died
COVID,
from COVID?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Watch this. Shit, Donald Trump's brother died from it. He rich.
Shit.
Hey, COVID don't give a fuck if you're rich or poor.
Yeah, don't give a fuck if
that's
you're rich or poor, whatever.
Hey,
if they get that shit on your ass, boy.
Hey, Double D, when it's your number, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You gonna get
yeah,
it.
That's
you
true.
At it.
I got you.
Period. Point blank.
I gotta agree with you on that.
People don't understand. Hey, when it's in the card, if it's meant for you to catch COVID, you're gonna catch it. If it's meant for you to survive,
nephew.
You're gonna survive it. If it's meant for you to die,
I'm
gonna
disagree with
you nephew.
Again, like I did
hey,
before.
Nephew.
I'm gonna disagree with you
hey,
again.
Hey, nephew.
Because see, you say that your number's up. Is your number up when you commit suicide?
Hell yeah, you the one committed suicide, so you motherfucker right your number.
Your
up. You right, yes
up.
It is.
Hey, nephew.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Let me ask you. Let me say this though. All right, check this
okay.
out. Now, like with me, I got high blood pressure, right? So I got to take high blood pressure pills. Now, I don't know what the fuck they put in that shit, but I know they my doctor subscribed it to me. If I don't take it, I got a risk of getting a motherfucking stroke or catching a heart attack and dying. But most motherfuckers, because they say high blood pressure is a silent killer. I know a lot of guys I know a lot of people that stopped taking that shit and they weren't taking it and that shit caught up with them. You see what I'm saying? So not to say what you're saying, but I'm just saying a lot of times we don't know what they put in this medication. I never asked them. Hey, Mom, what's the ingredients in this shit? We just believe in our
Double
doctors,
D.
and they and we take the shit.
You are absolutely right. But what I'm trying to say is you know, it ain't arguing back and forth with nobody. Whenever you taking medicine, and you taking something for high blood pressure, right? Your high blood pressure medicine got side effects. Your high blood pressure medicine got side effects. And if you read the pamphlet on the side of the medicine, it give you all of the side effects that you could suffer or the shit that can occur to you while taking the medicine, right? Okay.
True that.
With the COVID shot, they don't give you what they tell you, no side effects, no shit like that.
No side effects.
So what I'm saying is And that's why you're not able. That's why you're not able to sue the FDA if you die from it. You get what I'm saying? Because they still trying to figure it out on their own. But I'm still
that's
saying
right.
in regards to all of that. In regards to all of that. And just 2021 alone, right? You know how many people died
right.
just regular death, and they blamed it on COVID just so the hospitals could get the money because they wanted the
yep.
funding
yep.
and shit like that. So all I'm telling you is when it's your time, bro, I don't give a fuck where you at in this world. And Cricket let us say when you commit suicide. Watch this. And when you commit suicide, that was the last day that you was going to be here anyway. God already knows what you're going to do before you do it anyway. So when you commit suicide, he already knew you was going to commit it anyway. Your days
okay.
is numbered. That means your time is up. So regardless to the fact, hey, bro, I'm telling y'all, last week Thursday, my sister was perfectly fucking fine. You hear me? Fucking fine.
Yeah.
No problem walking around, smiling, laughing. No sickness, no nothing. Slip and fell at work, call her friends. Got they put her in the ambulance, rushed her to the hospital. She had two heart attacks in the process of going to the hospital. She coded twice. So when it's your time, brother, go, it's your time. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. They resuscitated her and everything. She was 5 minutes away from the hospital, double D, and had another fucking heart attack. Gone. So when it's your time, brother, it's your time.
Right. I believe you. I can't knock you on that. That's absolutely true. There ain't nothing
man,
we can say about that.
Time, hey, watch this, double D, and healthier than a
God
motherfucking
God got your
ox
expiration date.
Hey, Double D, when I tell you one of the healthiest motherfuckers I know don't eat meat, don't eat pork, vegan lifestyle, all that shit, everything, and boom, gone. So when it's your
yeah,
it's
what about
your
old
time,
girl?
Bro,
what about old
time.
Girl that was at? What about old girl that was real healthy? She was I think she was like a runner or something. You know what I'm saying? What was her name? Them old girl was jogging and breaking all her records. She was healthier than the motherfucker, huh?
Flo Jo.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Shit, but watch this.
No.
Double D, the Bible tell you even in your healthiest days on earth, you can lose your life.
Yeah. That's true.
So.
Well, nephew, what you're saying is 100% true because from the day you start living to the day you start dying, you're going to die regardless.
Yes.
It don't matter.
Yes,
some people
that's
die
right.
sooner than others. But you know what I'm saying? But now... Like you said about this healthy eating and stuff like that right there. Now, you can sit with that and say all the healthy eating you want to. You go to these stores and you buy stuff at the store that's supposed to be organic. Hey, that shit ain't organic. That shit got
chemicals
and everything else on it. Yeah. And I'm just saying, let me tell you something. I saw this happen myself here. My grandmother on one of the main streets in the little town of Mossville where I'm from over there had goats. Everything out there in the yard, including a damn donkey. 1975, they came and told her she had to get rid of all that stuff. She had chickens and guineas and everything else. We had gardens in the backyard. We couldn't do them gardens
right.
no more back there. We can do small gardens. But now, if you ain't feeding yourself and sustaining yourself like we did back then with our
right.
own stuff, this stuff you buy at these stores, they're killing us with it. We didn't know nothing about high blood pressure until the 1970s. When you first learned about blood pressure, it was during the time when good time was
up. Why you doing all that shit now? Wait till you go to jail.
Hey, Crickletter.
Say what?
Crickletter. Watch this. You know how many things that are actually good for you that in the world is publicized to be bad for you? Like, let's say, for instance, you got the bottle that's called Roundup to kill weeds, right? And the plant that they got on the bottle of Roundup is a dandelion. Dandelion is probably
right.
one of the greatest goddamn sources of heart medicine that a person could take, blood, all of that. Perfectly fine.
Yeah.
They teach you that dandelions is horrible. They teach you that sea moss is bad for you. So it's like all of this shit that's good for you is bad. And then all of the bad shit
but listen,
that's no good.
Hold on, listen. Back in the day, they used to take that, what they call cotton poison and spray over all the food and everything. That shit never did nothing to none of us. It got in the soil and everything. Did you ain't see no people dying or nothing from that shit. But this new shit they got coming out with fucking people up every day.
Well, Preacher Boy, you know, I'm down here where they spray that shit at. Cotton Poison been fucking people up for years. I hate to tell you
hey,
that.
Hey, Preacher Boy.
But
Preacher
now,
Boy, listen to this. My uncle got a box, right? A tool box. And if y'all don't,
right.
if y'all not current with poison, okay? Now my uncle got two types of poison in this shit box thing that he got. On one side, he got a poison that's called strychnine. On one side, and then on the other side of the goddamn box, he got some poison that's called DDP. This the shit that they used to put in the crop dusters and spray over the goddamn. That shit'll
right.
kill you dead. That shit.
Yeah.
Hey, watch this. That shit'll kill you dead, and I promise you, that shit.
If you don't mix it with water,
quick. I mean, Preacher Boy, they mix it. They mix it with water. They mix it with water in order to get it to fall on the flowers, on the crop.
We used to use that shit. Listen, we used to use that shit to kill rats and roaches and everything back in the day. That shit didn't do nothing to nobody. The smell would fuck you up for the first two or three days.
It's a difference between DDT and boric acid, bro. It's a difference.
I didn't say
hey, what about when they use this chemical? Chemicals in the animals and make them grow faster.
Right.
They put these chemicals in the animals and make them grow faster, so they can get us the product.
Let me tell y'all something.
All that cloning.
Basically down here in the South. Let me tell you something about the South down here. Most of the people down here didn't have the money to go to no doctors and different stuff, so they knew herbal medicine. They don't want you to take herbal remedies. They want you to take this bullshit that they cover up the symptoms and keep you going back and forth to the store spending money. That's what this is all about. Our grandmothers knew how to go out there and pick up certain herbs and roots and different stuff like, you know what I'm saying, milkweed and different stuff that, like, you know, kids used to have tatter back in the day. You go to the fig tree, you get a green fig and squeeze the white milk out on the tatter dry up in a couple of days. Shit like that. They mix up pine straw needles and a couple other things out of the woods and boil it and give it to you to drink. And overnight, you drink that shit, you sweat everything that was in you out. You ain't even got a cold again.
Watch this, Crooked Letter. Now, when I was a little kid, watching my dad when I was a little kid, whenever he got sick, he went to the goddamn cabinet. He had a yellow and blue box in that bitch, and it had the number 666 on it, three sixes.
This
is what he took. Mm-hmm. He sweat. It was that bottle. It was a blue bottle, blue and red bottle with an Indian on it. It had the Indian head on it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And they took that shit off the shelf, but you can still get it at Walgreens. But it's behind the counter.
None of that shit
seem like it's the same. Even that Father John, it don't seem like it's the same.
Calibo ain't the same. Witch Hazel's not the same. Witch Hazel's ain't the same. You used to take Witch Hazel and put it on your skin when you had swelling.
Cover up the symptoms. All they want to do is cover the symptoms up. And if you run out of it, you're going to go buy more. Just cover the symptoms up. That's just like NyQuil. Motherfucker down here, NyQuil got so much alcohol in it. Well, it used to have anyway. You can have so much alcohol in it. Motherfucker wouldn't even go to the liquor store on Sunday because the liquor store was closed on Sunday. Go buy NyQuil and drink that shit all day. Get
Jesse's
going.
Hell no.
Hey,
listen,
he's telling
you some good
shit.
That's how they made lean, though.
Damn. You said a cold, man.
Listen, hold on, let me tell you something. I see you motherfucker take get a loaf of light bread, take two or three slices of light bread, and take some goddamn white shoe polish and strain it through the goddamn bread and drink it.
Listen to me, Quirkalotti. You need to stop hanging around them motherfuckers because them zombies. You're going to fuck around and get beat.
I wouldn't even do it. You know?
Hold on.
I'm going to tell you something else, too. Motherfucker, come to your house. You got a big man with Listerine's and Slope and some guys and pictures. Motherfucker, come up out your bathroom smelling mint and fresh like a motherfucker. He broke that shit and put water in your body.
Hey, preacher boy. It's just some shit in life that you ain't supposed to. It's just some shit in life you ain't supposed to see. If I see a motherfucker straining shoe polish through a piece of bread,
Talk to a motherfucker that went to prison back in the '60s and see when he tell you that.
Hey man, I'm going to videotape him so when he drop dead, they can't tie me with the murder.
What is the finished product
when he drink it? What is it?
The alcohol. Alcohol.
The alcohol strain everything out. The bread actually strained everything out of it. They could.
That shit turpentine.
But it don't take
hey, man,
shit so possible.
You
hey, Double D,
you
I don't know about you. I don't want to be around no shit like that. I'm sorry.
No,
hey,
hell
hey,
no.
You got to understand.
Like
Hold on. You got to understand. When these niggas didn't have drugs, they made their own drugs up to get high.
Hold on, preacher boy. All of us had dietitians, right? You know you can't tell mama dietitians and drink it. Them are walking around sipping that shit till they get dead drunk.
I've heard of that.
If you drink enough folks, you get drunk.
Hey, watch out, though. And then preacher boy, and then them same motherfuckers that have cirrhosis of the liver, eyeballs be yellow than a motherfucker because they done fucked their whole insides up drinking that shit. Yeah, okay.
But listen,
watch this. Crooked Letter is from down yonder. He down. He in the booth.
Yeah.
So he know what I'm finna tell him is true. Hey, if a motherfucker got any kind of problems or some shit like that, you know what a cypress tree is, preacher boy?
Yeah. You know I know. I'm from down south too.
What's a cypress tree, preacher boy?
I don't know what it looked like. I done heard of it, man. I know what it is.
A cypress tree is a tree that you see sitting in the water, in the swamp. That stubby looking motherfucker with the that's a cypress tree. Majority of the shit that they was complaining about back in the days, if you take that goddamn bark out of the cypress tree and grind that shit up and put it on whatever or eat whatever, it cure all that shit. That's why people start coming up with this shit, black magic and all of this shit, hallucinogens and all of that shit from the cypress tree.
Listen. You learn a lot from animals, though. If a dog get bit by a snake, he go wallow in the mud, and in 3 days, that motherfucker fine.
Go wallow your ass
in the mud. Preacher boy, watch this. Then the snake that necessarily bit his ass wasn't the right one. Because majority of the poisonous snakes, they'll bite you, but they don't put no fang in you because they're saving their poison for something that they can eat. So they can give you a dry bite, meaning you might thought he got bit, but he didn't get bit. Quicker letter, would you tell him if a copperhead or a motherfucking water moccasin put their teeth in you, you ain't got 3 days to do shit. I promise you don't.
You ain't got 3 days, huh? Your shit number.
You ain't got You ain't got 3 days to do
hey,
a motherfucking thing. You been
if you whatever you bite you turn numb. Once it turn numb, you damn near dead.
Nah, after the first day, your ass shit gonna start trying to rot. Your shit gonna turn.
Your body,
gonna try
hey, depending on the snake you get bit by, cause some snakes got they got two toxins, both poisons in their body. You get hit by the right goddamn you get hit by the right snake, boy, body parts gonna start falling off. Puffs gonna start pushing out your ears. Blood, you gonna bleed out, goddamn, before you do anything. You don't get to the doctor. If they don't got
stop your ass from bleeding.
Hey, Crooked Letter, if they don't got the proper anti venom for your ass, you can go ahead and kiss them.
You
can go ahead
and kick rocks, huh? Kick them off
hell
on the
yeah,
rock and go as a rock.
Hell yeah. If they don't got the proper anti venom for you, Double D, you can kiss your ass. Bye bye.
Double D, I'm gonna
what
tell
would
you
y'all
something.
Say the worst snake? What's the worst snake to fight you
there? I'm gonna tell you now, the poisonous snake in the world is Australia. That's the brown snake and without an arm is the Taipan. But now on the mainland here, the coral snake is the worst one you can get bit by on land. But it's hard to get beat by him. But the all other snake that is, if that motherfucker bites you, you gotta catch that same snake that bit you for them to make antivenom on.
Where the coral snakes be at? What states? The coral snakes be at?
Arizona, California, Mexico, Georgia, Mississippi,
Texas.
Arkansas, all down there.
Man.
But you got to make, hey, watch this. Y'all got to pay attention to the patterns on a coral snake. That's what get most people fucked up. If you see a snake that's black, red, and yellow, he's poisonous. If you see the other one that's red, white, and whatever color come behind that, he not poisonous.
Yeah, he might be black.
Black and yellow killer fellow. Even in the black and yellow, they still he got bands on them. They all got white bands in them, and that's why they resemble them, and that's why they try to tell you. I understand that, but I'm still saying there's a three coded color on there, black, yellow, white, and then the other one is red, white, and some other fucking color, whatever the color, black.
It's red and black. It's red, black, and yellow. I think it is a red, black, and white.
Red, black, and white.
I think it's white.
Red,
yeah,
black,
white.
And white. Red, black, and white. Red, black, and white, preacher boy, is harmless. Black and yellow, black, yellow, and white to kill your ass.
That's a coral snake. And
they got another goddamn regard.
Do they grow pretty big or they just a regular size? They grow pretty big.
No, they get about 2 feet long.
They're real skinny.
Most of them be about big around your pinky finger.
Now, hold on now.
But
what if that snake that look like a worm? If they got a snake look just like a worm. Because
that's a glass snake.
That's a lizard.
Yeah.
That's actually a lizard. Yeah. They call it a glass snake, but it's a lizard. Because if you break his tail off of him, 3-4 days later, goddammit, he grow it right back. So that's a lizard.
It looks just like a worm.
Yeah. But any one of y'all preacher boy that ever been down there in the bayou or just back there in the back fishing and shit like that, y'all know that if y'all see a water moccasin, to me, because I done seen them close up, a water moccasin is probably one of the most, preacher boy, listen, a water moccasin is one of the most motherfucking aggressive snakes I have ever seen in my life. That bitch see you, he coming after you. He going to come fuck with you.
Damn.
If you fishing, watch this, if you fishing and you pull your fish in and he can get to it, he going to put his motherfucking teeth in that motherfucker before you even get it. I promise you. Them bitches is very deep.
Listen to me. He's only aggressive like you said, a fish or something. If you take your pole and swat at him, he go the opposite way.
Them bitches will come get you. We used to take a hoe fishing.
We used to take a hoe fishing with us, and whenever we fish and see a snake, we chop that bitch up. Now I have caught a water moccasin with a fish.
A lot of people get your water moccasin mixed up with a blue runner. A blue runner is not a water moccasin. I just seen water moccasins in a tree. My father fishing them bitches coming out the tree. They gonna come wherever you at. They are very aggressive, bro. Real talk.
Damn. Mm. You said they coming after your ass, huh?
Hey, double K, watch this.
You can't put fish in the water on the stream, and you can't have fish in no bucket. And you
no, you can't. They coming. Now that's for real. They coming.
Hey,
they coming for both
double
of
D. Double D.
Yeah.
They got this. They got
a head on them look like a leaf.
A little fat ass head. But listen, them bitches could be pitch black. Listen, they could be pitch black. They fangs as long as shit. When they open their mouth up, that's the cleanest white you will ever want to see in your life.
Damn.
Wait a minute, man. What y'all talking about your arm for?
Damn, that's crazy.
And some of them double D, when they get their big old motherfucker, they get to be 3 feet long and longer. Somebody got their hat on his head. The top of his head will turn white.
Yeah.
So hold on, y'all. I'm a little confused. Nephew, you said they'll come after your ass if you got fish in the bucket, or they will come after your ass regardless.
They'll come after your ass, period.
They coming after you regardless. If you over where the fuck they at, they coming for you.
He's territorial, man. He's territorial. That's what the problem is. He's territorial.
Okay.
He wants you to get out his territory.
Hey, double D.
Yeah, if you got him on a string or in a bucket, he coming.
Preacher boy. It better not be mating season for the motherfuckers either. Cause the minute you show up, they on your ass. Hell yeah, you ain't hey, double D. Watch this, double D. I was 13 years old. I was playing on the railroad track. And you know how the railroad track got the divot in the middle of it, where it ain't nothing but just ground and grass, right?
Right.
It was a whole fucking hole of them bitches, water moccasins, up under the divot and under the train track. If it wasn't for my father calling me, I was finna walk dead in that shit. He's like, boy, bring your ass back here. And when I turned around, he said, get your ass over here. Man, when I tell you snakes was in that bitch. A snake is the only goddamn animal or reptile. Man, they could be 300 of them motherfuckers. They going to lay on each other, chill. They ain't got no problem in the world.
They going to make a ball, man. They going to make a ball. You see a big ball of snake in there, they make.
Jeez.
All I'm saying that you see that don't do that is a garter snake. The little old, you probably see them in Chicago up there. The little greenish, olive green color with black stripes down his back. He's yellow looking now. You know what I'm saying?
Is this the difference between a chicken snake and a garter snake?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of different chicken snake.
Yeah, chicken snake.
He's trying to put you in the mind of a rattlesnake almost, but in the wrong color.
But a chicken snake got a dusty brown color on him, and he eat eggs, preacher boy. He not venomous or nothing like that. He just eat eggs. But watch this one. Another snake that you got to be watched out, that you got to watch out for, because he blend in with everything. A copperhead blend in with every fucking thing that's back there, leave looking, all that shit. And they another aggressive snake, they will get your ass. Shit.
Yeah, the motherfucking camouflage.
Hey, listen, we be in Louisiana. We run up on rattlesnake, copperhead.
Hey, preacher boy, you ain't even got to be in Louisiana. You can take your ass to the Cal Sag River right here in Illinois, and you can ask Big Eddie if I'm lying. Hey, Big Eddie, ain't the Cal Sag full of motherfucking water moccasins?
Hell yeah.
That bitch full of them bitches, preacher boy.
When I'm in Mississippi, I see them all over the place.
water bottles I see everywhere when I'm in Mississippi.
In the Cow Sag River, right here in Illinois, them bitches is deep.
Hold on, nephew.
One day it was raining.
Preacher boy, you went around.
Yeah.
Y'all got a lake up there. Y'all got a lake up there just on the north side of Winona. That motherfucker so goddamn full of fish and snakes that ain't even funny.
Yes, that's what I'm going to tell him. Listen, they had a flood. It was fishes in the road. Snakes was everywhere.
Oh, shit.
The lake had, the channel had rolled over and filled up, man. It was all in the ditches. And the ditches were full of fishes and snakes. And the roads were full of fishes and snakes. They had a rain one time. We thought it was raining fish.
Damn.
Hey, now, preacher boy. Watch this, preacher boy. When I was about 11, 12 years old, some shit like that, I was at my grandma's house. And when I tell you it was raining, like it was raining cats and dogs outside, when it stopped raining, preacher boy, when I went outside, you could have swore Alfred Hitchcock. Hey, listen, you could have swore Alfred Hitchcock wrote this motherfucker. Boy, with frogs every fucking well. I mean the whole fucking yard. Nothing but fucking frogs in the whole the whole yard, man.
Damn.
I like God.
Damn.
Hey, it rained.
Let me ask
you
something.
Go ahead.
Do y'all believe that it rained fish?
It do.
It sure does.
It do.
It sure does.
It rained
fish. Yes.
Hell yeah, big
Google head. Google it. Like I told you before, by some other stuff I told you, just Google it. Does it rain fish? And see what it tells you.
It rained fish.
Where they fall from?
My daddy out the cloud. Like that was standing down here, like a tornado come out here, they be out there in the water, the water stop. And before they come on land, they go back up. The fish be in the cloud with them. They just, when it started raining, they just fall out.
Hey, Double D, you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay, watch this. So watch this, Double D. So down there, like I say, I'm from New Orleans, right? And so New Orleans got a ritual down there where people up here not used to it, okay? Now,